These boots was my mother's.
What?
If it's,
I think we'll, I think. A chabur of the nether should be Leila Neshmas. First, Chaim Shimshon ben Naftali Yoshua. Yoshua's father, the Limud, was. I really started looking into this Inyan when traveling to the Shiva for his father, and even though you really need to add something for something to be Leila Neshmas, so I hope that there was some added effort involved in the chabura because of his example and Leila Neshmas. So in addition, of course, my grandfather was Nifter in the weeks of preparing this chabura. His inyanim were gave me a certain chizuk and a certain perspective in the time, and Shabbat Leila Neshmas Chaim Meir ben Zevul. We'll start with what's really Gemara in Yuma, but I'm quoting from Gemara in Shavuos to not have to quote photocopy too many blot, because the same blot comes up in other parts. So it's a fourth page. Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel, brings the Shita of Rabbi. Rabbi has a unique Shita. Rabbi Omer al kol averu shabat Torah ben asa tshuva ben lo asa tshuva yom ha-kippur mechaper chutz miporek ol megalapanim batorah u'mefer bris bebasar. Shem asa tshuva, yom ha-kippur mechaper, v'im lav in yom ha-kippur mechaper. Yom ha-kippur has the ability to mechaper for all avonos, not for three avonos. We're going to be focusing, Blineta, on the avon of mefer bris bebasar. Rabbi has a pasuk for a makor. Later on, the Gemara says, Kidvar Hashem baza, zep aporek olu megal apanim batorah, v'es mitzvah so efer zeh ha-mefer bris bebasar. There's a roshim of this idea. Even if you chachamim in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, next time I'm up on page 5, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, it's actually this week's parak, Gimel Yod Aleph, Rebbe Elazar HaModoy Omer, HaMechalos HaKodshim, VaMvazos HaMoados, HaMalbin Pnei Chaver HaBarabim, VaMefer Briso Shal Avraham Avinu, VaMegal Aponim BaTorah, Shol Kalacha, Af Mishesh Biyado Toru, Maisim Toivim, Ein Lo Chelak Lom Haba. Another Chamirus, another separate Chomer to this din of Mefer Briso, Shal Avraham Avinu. The question is, what is this din? What is this mission teaching us? So if you look, Rashi explains, Mefer Briso Shal Avraham Avinu is as following. Rashi on the Mishnah says, She'ena rotza limol as briso hefer. Right? If he doesn't want to be mol, so then he's violated the bris, which according to the pasuk as briso hefer. The Ram, both in Perish Mishnayis, and then in Mishnah Torah, Paskins this Mishnah in a unique way. The Ram Gimel Vav Nuchos Tshuva, back on the first page, Paskins Elu Shein Lam Chelak Olam Abba El Nechrasim VeOvdim VeNidonim Agoldo Risham VeChatasam LeOlam LeOlam LeOlamim Haminim VeChuli HaMoshech Orlaso. The first thing that stands out in the Rambam, before we get to the Gufa Inyan, is that the Rambam splicing the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah brings a list of people who don't have Chelak Olam Haba. Not all of them does the Rambam pass as never getting a Chelak Olam Haba. The majority of them appear later in the Rambam by things that are ma'akev someone from getting Olam Haba. This din, for some reason, is elevated to be something which, by definition, removes someone from Olam Haba. But what is this din? What's this Moshech Orlaso? How? So, just to, the metzias of it, just very quickly, Moshech Orlaso is a din in Truma. That and wherever the psoar appears, also in Kajim, that the if someone takes the makom amila, covers it over with basar, rachmal atzlan, so the such that he looks like an arel, so he has a din arel for several dinim. That's lekule amo. The machlok is in the Gemara Yevamos, here on page 6, I believe, is whether or not that's a din Torah or a din derabanan. So Tosfos, Divrei Maskel mit Divrei, Ma'ayin Beis Ma'af and Yevamos, says as following. V'had Amrinam b'nigmar adin, Achad Mashach Arlaso haya. Meaning the Gemara explains that Achad was Mashach Arlaso, and this relates to his inability, is not being Zoch Olam Abba, U'mafek le'mikra, that's a smachta ba'amahi, that's not a real makor. In addition, V'had Amr Perakam d'Shvuas, our Gemara, the Mashach Orla, right, they learn our Gemara, Mefer Bitzel Shav Aminu, should mean Moshech Orlaso. And it says, Mashach Orla Bakaris, Hainu Shalom Ma'al Klau. He said, it can't mean Mashach Orlaso Kipshute. If it means Mashach Orlaso Kipshute, then how could you have a Karis for a Dinder Abana? Yet, as we look in page 7. Actually, we'll take a look at page 8 for a second. The Ram Hilchos Trumos says as follows. He not only holds it's Dirabanan Mashach Halasso, he's a very Mikkel Din. Mashach Mutter Lecho B'Trumo, he paskins, V'afish Anirik Arel, U'midivay Soifim Shigimu Pam Shnia Ad She'ro Emoho. It sounds like a Din Maris Ayin. It might not be exactly Maris Ayin, it might be a little bit different, but either way, it's certainly a Din Dirabanan. A Mashach Halasso only has a Chi of Dirabanan in Milo. He's not an Arel. In Kenes Ramilo, how can the Ramam write Hilchos Tshuva? And again, even more directly in Hilchos Milo, the last two halachos of Hilchos Milo, the Ramam writes back to page 7 as follows. Perakim halacha ches, at the end he writes, well, let's read the whole Ramam. Me'usa hi ha'orlo sheneskanu bar ha'shoim, shenemar ki kol ha'goyim ha'rilim. U'gdoli hi milo, shalom nikra avam avinu shalim ad shemol, shenemar yisalech lefana ve'esamim. Clearly referring to our Gemara. Ve'niach or lasso, right? He left himself an Aruch Malzon, o Meshacha, or he had Mila on him, but he went ahead and was Moshechet. Af b'shesh b'yodo ma'isim toivim harbe, ain lo chilek lamabah. There's no chilek lamabah. The question is, how does Rambam break the tliya of Tosfos? Moshech also is clearly dinder abanan for the Rambam, and yet, ain lo chilek lamabah, it's the same Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, where he writes, minim, mosrim, kofrim, every form of the most terrible halachos that we have, and in it he includes Moshe Chalasa, which the Rambam clear as a chalos d'rabbanan. He doesn't even have a chi of mila d'oraisa. Right? There's no. You could have said he's not an Ariel d'oraisa, but he chach has a chi of mila. No, it's not the case. So, Lynette, I'd like to work on that. In thinking about this question, I think it's important to raise two parallel questions. The second question comes from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Famous Gemara Sanhedrin says that a bo'al aramis has a form of karis. The Rambam, in passing that Gemara in Yisur B'yah, so again, page 10, Yisur B'yah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Vav, says as follows. Lo pagu bo kanoim, in a case where the bo'al aramis escaped the kanoim, v'lo huku based in, and he didn't receive Malkus based in. Hari onshu mefurish b'divrei Kabbalah, shu b'karis, Shenemar kichilo Yudas k'doshit Hashem, asher hevu vol bas el nechar, yirachetz Hashem, l'isha sher yasena ervona. This karis also appears, importantly, in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam bringing the din of chasnas, the Rambam brings, invokes this din of karis, clearly indicating that it's a real karis, but the question is that the Rambam shita, based on, and seemingly the pashtus and sugyas as well, is that boel aramis, if it's done with sinah, and don not derech chasnos is not a violation of any din d'oraisa. So again, you have a violation d'rabbanan and a karis d'oraisa. A little bit different. Karis and avedas olam haba, not exactly the same. But for now, let's treat them sort of similarly, and we seem to have two examples. At this point, I believe this kasha from Hilchos Yerubia is really a soft kasha. There would be ways to be docher. The Nevi Zeshem, we're going to try to loop back, figure out whether it's really a kasha or not, and then try to answer. But at least on a lefum riata level, we have a kasha. That Ram says in Mefurish in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, the page before page 9, he says lo asratar el derech chasnas aval abal goya derech znus makan so makas mardus medivei sofrim gzera shem yavol eschatin v'chuli. I mean, you could read it also, but at the end of it, v'chol chiyuv v'neilu medivrein. I think that part of it is Eisen. There might be other ways to be docheb, but I think it doesn't seem like there's an issa d'oraisa to be bo'al aramis. Bitsina, but the Rambam here. So I guess I'll speak out the kashas. One possibility to read this Rambam to be docheb, the way I'm setting up this Rambam is to say he doesn't mean it about bitsina. He specifies lo pagubo kanoim, because that's talking about Pharesia, lo hilku based in malchus, not makas mardus. So it's speaking about this or the rights of chasnas, and that's all he means. We'll see later that I think that kriya is not correct in the Rambam. Not only if it's not correct, we need to justify another element of the Rambam in these halachos on a similar basis. I just don't want to. I want to raise the kasha. It's I don't know. It's probably better to speak out the dechiyah, so I appreciate it. There's another dechiyah which I assume is just in all of everyone's baruch right now. So just we'll speak it out. This karis is not. The Rambam mentions this karis medivrei. His lashon is, I apologize, it's mefurish medivrei kabbalah. And also the lashon of karis here, the pasuk itself doesn't have to mean that. I mentioned Sefer HaMitzvos, which definitely elevates it. Reb Chaim Zisod is that things that are mentioned Sefer HaMitzvos should be shayach to the din d'oraisa, so he has it by tefillah, he has it in several other places. In addition, the Rambam's formulation of the kares here is not that it's a din d'rabbanan. He says that it's mefurish midivrei kabbalah, not that the kares is a din midirabbanan. We'll work more on this with the name of Hashem. I just wanted to mention it in terms of formulating, getting to the next thing. The last example, and this is something which deserves independent attention, and B'nai Hashem will give it that, and then use it to loop back to the first two questions, is a Rambam, Heinen Perek Gimel Lachav Vav Hilchos Tshuva. So we go back to the beginning of the packet, 1-3. If you look first at Hilchos Tshuva Gimel Vav, the Rambam writes as follows. Elu Shein Lam Chelok Lam Abba, in the same list as Moshe Chalas. So, but before that, in the middle, we have, let's read them all. Minim, Api Korsim, Kaifim Batoira, Kaifim B'tchias HaMesim, Kaifim B'yas HaGoyel, Mishumodim, Machtei HaRabim, V'aporshim Midar Chetzibur. What's Aporshim Midar Chetzibur? Ein Olav, Ram Zang, Perak Gimo Halacha, Yudalaf explains. Aporshim Midar Chetzibur. Af al pishlo avar averos ela nivda me'adas yisal. Ve'in olosim mitzvahs bechlolon, ve'lo nichlas b'tzarason, ve'lo mis'anim b'sanison, ela holich b'darko k'echad megoy ha'aretz, u'chi'ilu eino mehen, ein lo chelik lam abba. The Rambam Mefurish has a category of a person who does no avera at all and yet loses chelik lam abba. The question is, what is a mechayev? And I think another question, maybe it's even more important, but equally important, is what's the makor for this Rambam? So the makor in Chazal is, it's a mefin a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What's the makor for that gemara in Rosh Hashanah? And as we'll see, it's only mefin a gemara in Rosh Hashanah if you have the girsas Rambam. If you have the girsas of Rashi, it's not mefin a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So we certainly behooves our attention to figure out the makor and then to figure out the mechayev. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on Parash B'Rach HaTzibur for a second, hone in on that, and then we'll loop back. After having said I want to focus on Parash B'Rach HaTzibur, that's our goal, but I want to even spend a moment thinking about something else for a second, because we have brought up two slightly different categories. Karis and Ein Lo Chelok Lam Abba. Those aren't exactly the same. Why are we even allowed to look at them in similar terms? The same Gemara in Shavuos, which is why that was my excuse for photocopying Gemara in Shavuos, as opposed to photocopying Gemara in Yuma. The same Gemara in Shavuos has a drush of the Chachamim that what is Karis? V'Rabbanan, he Karis Bo'olam Hazeh. The Pasuk says, he Karis. Rabban, he karis bo'olam hazeh, pasuk last week's parasha, he karis bo'olam hazeh, ti karis olam haba. Karis does involve krisis me'olam haba. But there's a background here, just to fill in. There's a very important machlokas Rambam and Ramban how to take this drasha. The Ram Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva says that karis always means krisis me'olam haba. Says that's the definition of karis. Upiro narishoim hu shelo yizku l'chaim elu ele yichrusu v'yamusu v'chom yisheinu zoche l'chaim elu hu ames sheinu chai el olam rachman al-tzon. The rachman al-tzon is my own edition. Ele nichras pirisho v'ovad kibahima v'zehu akaris akasu batayra. Quoting our Gemara, shenemar yikaris tigreis ha-nefesh ayyav unabba. A very reasonable understanding from the Gemara itself and from the Drasha. The Ramban raises a very important kash on this, the end of Parshas Achrimos. He says as follows. Hayitachin, a person lives Al Taras HaKodesh, his whole life, Nebuch, is nichshol in a chet of chelev, dom, one time, amazed, but that's his only chet, and he lost all of Olam Haba because of that? Not only is it a good kasha, it's a good kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam is crystal clear that in the end of, let's say, the Akdam and Perek Chelek, and there are mashmuris in very much like in Hilchos Tshuva, a person, the things which knock someone out of Olam Haba are very delineated out of Rabbi Naram. They're things like minos, right? Things which involve fear about Torah. He listed off in Parak Gimel all the kinds of people who lose Olam Haba. Never mentioned someone who eats chaylev once. Never mentioned someone who wasn't mal. So clearly the Ramban has become something that's true in the Rambam also. Now the Ramban didn't believe in the Rambam, but lechora, it is true. Maybe the Ramban even meant it, Derek Kosh. I'm not even sure how he means it. It clearly, so let's describe the Ramban's solution and see how maybe that would work in the Rambam for a second. The Ramban says as follows. Certain avonos of kares are one-dime deals. If you violate rachmanos on anything in the parsha of avodah zarah, or minos, things which are on the highest level, those require kares even for someone who otherwise lived a quote-unquote fully halachic life. But if a person is a halachic min, halachic over the avodah zarah, he's over the avodah zarah. That's clear. Someone who violates chelev and kares, it depends on the rest of his lifestyle. If his lifestyle was one which basically was rishos, and this was one of his chataim, then of course he loses olam haba. But if he lived generally a lifestyle which would have given him olam haba, and there's this one mistake, then it's only karis b'olam hazeh. What's important for us is that the identification doesn't change in the Ramban. And this line in the Ramban might even be justified in the Ramban. One could say that this is a karis akasa batar, meaning karis is about olam haba. Even the Ramban will tell you that. Just that the word karis signals a possible nafkamina olam haba, as opposed to a total nafkamina olam haba in every case. If you eat chaylev, karis. Is there a way to get out of that? Yes, if you live the rest of your life in a certain way, it won't necessarily mean karis olam haba. But the definition, zoei karis akasa batar, is still possible. Certainly for the Rambam, which in whose shita we're going to try to focus, it's very hard to say that's not definitional to karis. It's just an incidental thing. Again, that's how he defines karis. It's yahu akaris akasa batar. So the identity, I think we have, yes?
Is there another shita that just focuses on the Rashi and
Chumash
and Tosus? 100%.
But are they, so that's interesting. So what do you mean by that? You think of that as being a steer to this? Well, why is that the definition? Well, why is that the definition as opposed to this Bolam Abba? I mean, maybe that's the Hikaris of Bolam Azeh. No, because no, Ariri always means Karis as well.
He doesn't deal with Olam Abba there at all.
Right, I think, but when, I mean, isn't that? Rashi also quotes his drasha. So you think it's only by Megadeth?
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm not sure.
I personally think that's unlikely. We may see even evidence why I think that's unlikely. I think that the more likely thing is that both, let's say that Tosfos, not do with that rationale term, but Tosfos is speaking about the Hikaris Bal Mazeh, what it includes. That's how I would read that Tosfos. Although if you want to read it differently, I'm not here to discuss that thesis. I think that Rashi, this is the Ramban's kasha on Rashi. Let's say, why is it that he didn't bring shofros in the pasuk where he talks about Malchus? I apologize. The pasuk where he talks about shofros and zechronos. It depends whether you read Rashi as a composite work or not. I don't always know how to read Rashi. I'm not convinced. The answer that Ramban might be in a chanami. Rashi was waiting till he got to Baloscha to fill that detail in. In which case, I'm not sure. It's always hard when you know the... I don't know, it's funny. Sometimes when you know the Maimar Chazal, which Rashi is working off of, it's harder to know than how Rashi amalgamated it, because he has such a clear makor, maybe he just adopted it. The Ramban says it in the Drasha Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban says it in his Perash HaTorah by Mikra Kodesh. So I'm saying it's hard for me to deal with Rashi for sure, but I don't think that should... I wouldn't jump to know what Rashi... If we'll find Rashi saying that Karis always means Melam Abba, I wouldn't consider it a steer. I would go with that mashmas. We have maybe Mashmusin, I'll say, let's say. But let's work. I'm anyway interested to focus on Ram for now, but not. All right, so that's the Rekha, that's the first step. If you'll turn your packets, to page 13. I just want to point our attention to something which basically is a very, very common phrase in the Torah. Let's start with Parshas Bo. This is by Chometz. The Pasuk says, Shivas yom matzos tochelu, ach peyom arishon tashpisu sorm batechem, ki kol oichol chametz v'nechirso ha-nefesh ahi mi Yisrael. Miyom arishon ha-yom ha-shvi. V'chuli, v'nechirso ha-nefesh ahu ha-hi, I apologize, me adas Yisrael. And that's both by Karis. By Chometz. In Tzav, we're speaking about Achilles Kadosh Metoma. V'nechirso ha-nefesh ahi me ameha. V'nirchasa ha-nefesh ahi me'amel, v'nirchasa ha-nefesh ha-ucheles me'amel, v'nirchasa ha-nefesh ahi me'amel. V'chein hala v'chein hala, I'm not sure what to else to say, but basically, the typical phrase for karis in the Torah is karis mikarev ha'am, or karis me'am. This wasn't noticed, this is not my diuk, it goes back to the Midrash, which B'nai Hashem will deal with in a second, just to see one formulation of it in Ala Tshuva. The Rav quotes this, we'll get back to the context, but he quotes it to say as follows. Mbe shekosuv bahem v'nichasa nefesh ha'i mi'amel v'chein v'nichasa nefesh ha'i mi'toch ha'kal harei sheyesh ba'ele min chivei krisos mashu ha'oker osam mi'toch klal Yisrael. Kol shekin b'chayv mitzvos beizdin ha'chamurah yoser nitok zeh min ha'tzibur hu shegorim lahem v'chuli. And we'll deal with what he's speaking about later. But this, it was picked up by the Rav in that context. So how do we square, what is Karis? Karis is first and foremost in the Pesukim themselves, Nitok from Yisrael, being Nivdal mitoch Ha'am. Chazal explained to us that means Karis Melam Abba and Karis Melam Azeh, at least in some circumstances. How do the two things come together? Why does the Pesukim reveal Karis Melam Abba with this Lashon? So I think the basic answer flows from the formulation of the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lom Haba. There is no, it's not Kol HaKol Yesh Lahem Chelek Lom Haba. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lom Haba. Our Chelek in Olam Haba as Jews comes as our in part, it grows out, it's an outgrowth of our being a part of Knesset Yisrael. When the Pasuk says, V'nichrasa Me'adas Yisrael, V'nichras Me'am Yisrael, Memela, on the side, we have an Olam Haba. This achieves a beautiful expression in the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos, which I photocopied on page 12, the page before. The Rambam has just finished, you know, these are Rambams that we learn in trying to understand Yerugim O'Ikrim. When he finished the Yerugim O'Ikrim, he says as follows. What does it mean to be someone who's violated the Yud Gimel Ikrim, or someone who has not, who Baruch Hashem has a Yud Gimel Ikrim? So it's the first paragraph here. The Kasher, this is the Korach edition, this week's parsha. The Kasher Yiyu Biada Adam Kol Eila Yisodos Vemunaso Nechona Baem Harehu Nichnas Bechla Yisrael. When you have Yud Gimel Ikrim, you're Nichnas Bechla Yisrael. What's an afkamina of that? Olam Haba? No. V'chayavim La'ava Olachos Alav. Now we finally get to Chelek Lom Haba. It's clear for the Rambam that the first nafkamina of even something like Minus, of even something like Apikursus, is whether or not you're Nichnas Bechla Yisrael. Where does the Ein Lo Chelek Lom Haba come from? From that. From Hagufa. Someone who separated himself from Klai Yisrael to this degree, so then he's lost his chelek in Am Yisrael, and he has no chelek in Olam Haba. They're Haba HaTalia. I think this expresses itself halachically in two medrashei halacha, and then a suggestion of the Rav. If you turn your page to page 13 again at the bottom, I quote two Rashi's. Rashi, both clearly quoting from the Mechilta, from the Sifra. The first one is Rashi from the Mechilta. Again, in the pasuk about chametz, the pasuk says Nichrasa Nefesh Ahi Mi Yisrael. Rashi says Mi Yisrael Shomei Ani Tikaris Mi Yisrael V'Teilach Lolam Acher. Tamalomer B'Makom Acher Milfanai B'Chol Makom Shurishusi. From says the Mechilta, this person should get karis, but he should go to another nation now. What does it help you to go to another nation? If karis means just the onesh shabo, if that's what it means, so then he's going to lose Olam Haba. He loses something in Olam Hazeh, karis hariri, whichever one it is. What does it help him? Now he's a card-carrying member of Aram. Karis pasha. The option was that maybe he should have Olam Haba in the way that Hasidim almost Olam have it. I mean, he ate chelav, he ate dom. That's koris you from Am Yisrael. You don't get the chelav which is shaykh to Am Yisrael. But why should he not be able to have access to Olam Haba the same way Chassidim and Solom have it? Tamalomer no, milfanai. A member of Klal Yisrael does not have that. The Medrash is taking this pasuk's lashon literally. The ikar onesh of koris is to lose your chelav in Am Yisrael. So maybe, says the Medrash, it shouldn't have such an impact. He should simply leave Klal Yisrael. No, Kamashla, not. Why is that? Again, I'm not interested. You know, we don't answer why. But what it is teaching us is that a member of Klal Yisrael does not have a second access. There's Olam Haba for Chassidim Umos Olam. But a member of Klal Yisrael has turned his back on the avenue to which Klal Yisrael, he's turned his back on Chometz, which is such a which is deserving of Karis, he has no other entree. But why would that mean Yisrael mean that? He's going to die in Eretz Yisrael? It is. Why is Olam Haba not part of Hashem's Rishus?
That's not the way the Chazal speak. Chazal say, Begazir Ohana, the Olam Haba. That's not the way Hashem speak about Olam Haba as a
Shem. Begazir, I don't
think that's... Hashem doesn't believe in Olam Haba.
Zelzayin, Iker for me is that it's clear that the Medrash is assuming that the first thing is a Karis from Klal Yisrael. Even if it doesn't prove the identity, that's more important. Whether or not implicitly meant Olam Haba or just meant Olam Hazeh, the point is that it's clearly taken seriously that it's Karis from Am Yisrael to start with. That's what matters to me. The second Medrash is Rashi. It's really a Sifra, as a Ravid comment on that Sifra. It's a sifra, but common for common v'komos. Not every time, but many times that the pasuk says din karis, the sifra darshan's be'ish v'lo b'tzibor. What's the meaning of be'ish v'lo b'tzibor? So if you turn to page 14, you see the rash. First of all, we should mention the Ravid's pshat. The Ravid's pshat in that medrash, when it first appears, is that what it means is that you shouldn't have a havim, you know, that all of Klal Yisrael is nichras because of the chet of the yachid. The Rash disagrees. He says as follows: V'yesh mefurashim. He brings the first one. She'ena nashim alav. Then he says v'yesh mefurashim imatzibur achlu b'tumah kachim enam nechrasim. If the tzibur eats kachim b'tumah, they can't get karis. What's the pshat? The pshat is because karis is karis from karis. So you can't cut someone else from himself. The tzibur can't be nechras. Not only is it the Rash, but pashas it's Rashi al Torah. Rashi al Torah brings it, not when it first appears, not when it second appears, not when it third appears, not when it fourth appears. It's at least the seventh time it appears in the Sefer before Rashi quotes it. It's all the way later on in the parsha of Baal Peor. I apologize. In the parsha of Moshe Beno Lemoilach. So it's Vayikra in Parshas Kedoshim. The Rashi brings Beish Velo Betzibor. She'ein kol atzibur nechrasim. The shin is shouldn't be there. She'ein kol atzibur nechrasim. The way Rashi formulates this, right back on page 13, it's clear that he means it like the Rash. If you mean it like the Ravid, so ish v'lo b'tzibur is the whole of the Drasha. There's no need to formulate as a rule. Rashi goes on to formulate as a rule, ein kol atzibur nechrasim. The whole tzibur can't be nechras. That would apply equally whether or not the whole tzibur violated molech or only some part of the tzibur violated molech. And yet, in Kol Tzibur Nechrasim, Klal Yisrael can't be Nechras, because Karis means cutting a member, one pre, off from the Shoresh. If you can't do that to Klal Yisrael. The Rav raises it, but in our Gemara and Yuma. Where does this idea come up in our Gemara and Yuma? Again, in the Sugya with Rebbe. Now, Rebbe says that there is a Kapara on Yom HaKippurim, even for someone who's not Shav, except for Mayfair, Brisa. The Rav in the Drashna Ala Tshuva that we're quoting before explains that the Tshuva, the Kapara which Rebbe is referring to, is a Kapara Saklal. But he starts before that with a different Kapara Saklal. He identifies that even the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rebbe, agree that there's a Kapara Saklal in the Sir La'Zazel. Sir La'Zazel, which is Mechaper, not on Krisos, not on Misos Bezdin, it's Mechaper on Chayvei Lavin, is a Kapara Saklal. And he says, that's why it's not Mechaper on Krisus. He says, Karis, as we read before, is definitionally Nituk from Am Yisrael. So you don't have a Sheichus to the Kaparas HaKlal. At least Lefi Rabbanon, Kaparas HaKlal will only apply to someone who's fully Mishtaich, totally involved, totally a member of the Klal. as Rachman Tzonim, someone who's Nichshon on Karis, so that's all the Pesukim he quotes, he's not part of Klai Yisrael, and enough Kamina for the Kabbalah Sierra Lazazah.
He won't get even a Kabbalah for the Atonims that are lesser.
So the Rav doesn't think, though. Yes, the Rav thinks he doesn't get any, he won't get Kabbalah. Again, that's the way unfortunately, I don't have the original formulation, but that's the way it's formulated here, yes. We'll get back to an afkamina not having the original formulation in a second. And, No, that's what he expresses. So I mean, again, in the formulation here, it just says that's a pshat.
An
alchip. An alchip. It is quoted in the original Lama Komas. It's page 83, I think. 81. Okay. Therein lies a something which I think is true about Karis. Using this Havana in Karis, I hope to then explain the questions we started out with that are parish Nachay Tzibur first, then the other question. Again, we have two questions about parish Nachay Tzibur. The first question about parish Nachay Tzibur is what the Mechayev is of his Avedas Olam Haba. I made a bracha before. And the second question is, what's the makor for the Rambam? How did Chazal know such a din? A parish Nachay Tzibur, af bishlo avar averos, and v'chuli in l'chiluk Olam Haba. So, I think perhaps the answer is a small Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin. It's brought actually in the Ma'amar Komos. Should be page 15 in the Tisha. Good. Okay. Down here at the bottom, the Gemara brings a Braisa Shem Reb Shmaya. It's in the context of a larger figure, but I think we can focus in on this. The Tani Rav Shmaya, Yachol afilu pirshu avosav midarche atzibor, pirshu avosav midarche atzibor, Yitama, the Kohen who's a karov to his father, Nebuch, brother, whatever the story is, who is a Persian Nachet Tzibor, he should become Tamitim, he should violate the Yisra Toma, and kind of the mitzvah, Sikha of Toma, Tamalor Rebbe Amav, but Oise Masa Amav. You only miss Tama to someone who's Oise Masa Amav. So, here we have at least another place where Chazal have a category called Parashim Darchei Tzibur. Now, for Mirta, though, it doesn't help you. This is a category which we know already, no? We know this din from Makal. There's a din in Makalel that you're allowed to be Makalel. There's no, whatever, I apologize. I don't know, the extent is not clear, but there's some heter, and a fairly robust heter, of Makalel, someone who's Eino Samaisa Hamcha. But Lech Ora, we can show in the Rambam that the Rambam understood this to be a different din. How do we know that? Ein osam ayis amcha of mekala is applied in Gemara Yivamos, Gemara Bavakama, to someone who was nichshol in avera of isur ebia. It could be as low as an isur lav if it's just a bo mamzeres would accomplish a case that have a mamzer as a son. But you could have any tzir of isur ebia, especially for Rabbi Kiva, could be chayv elavin. That's not pertinent to the Gemara clearly. And Yisrael, well, I'm Mamzeres. Same thing. And it's Rebbe Kiva also. I appreciate it. I very much appreciate it. In addition, the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Daled, says the same thing about a Gazlon and Malava Beribis, who haven't violated any Chiyah of Vakari. He says it's the same thing. In fact, Pasha is Malava Beribis Divi Divi. We talked about that last year a little bit, glancingly. It would also be in that din. So, how is it that the Rambam, when bringing this din, I believe we brought in the packet, should be the next page. It is. Hilchos Avel Aleph Yud. The Ram says, who is it that doesn't have a velus? Again, the Ram's shita is to tie a velus and Tumas Kohanim to each other. They should be exactly the same. Didim. Kol ha-porsha medarchi tzibur v'hema anoshim sheparku ol ha-mitzvos me'al tzavaron eino nechvolim b'chol ha-yisor ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos v'chvod ha-mo'odos v'shivas bat ha-kinesios v'at ha-midrashos el ha-rein k'b'nei chorin hereihin kach b'nei chorin la'atman kishar ha-umos. So the Rambam's deriving from this Gemara a principle which is much more specific than a normal Eno Samas Amcha. A Gazlan Lava Bribis once in his life, they're Nichlal in the Din Klala, in the Kula of Klala, they're Nichlal in Eno Samas Amcha, but they're not Nichlal in this. So how did the Rambam learn this? I want to know the answer to that question, but I just want to show first for a second, it's not just the Rambam. If you look at the Gemara, and you look at Rashi at Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rashi says as follows. Back a page. What's a Persh Midarchei Tzibur in this Gemara? Says Rashi, Kigon Mummer. not Stama Gazla, not Malava Gribis, a Mummer. So what's a Pshat? Where did Rashi and the Rambam know to distinguish this Gemara from the other Gemara? So I think there are two distinguishing factors. The first is the Lashon HaDrasha. The Lashon HaDrasha isn't just Ein Olsa Ma'is Amcha. The Gemara makes clear we're talking about a Purish Menachi Tzibur. A Purish Menachi Tzibur, however you interpret the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it is related to the categories for which one loses a Chilkol Olam Haba. It's not Stam Magazim Lavim Ribis. In addition, there's another reason to think this way, which is the nature of the drasha here and the timing of the drasha. Compounding factors. What's a drasha? What's a makor? Zakter Rashi, the next Rashi, Yitama Lembebo, some Tamad Lomar, Le Nefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav, Kim L'She'ero, V'chule. If you think about the pasuk for a second, the pasuk is, Le Nefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav, a kohen can't be mistame, ki in L'She'ero, except for two, his relative. Ba'amav is modifying Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Now, it can't be modifying Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. It can't be saying, what can be mistama to Porsche v'dach etzibur, because, no, of course not. It's obviously modifying the next pasuk of ki l'shero, the people who you're allowed to be mistama, it's only those who are ba'amav. But, how does it do that? L'chora, because it's defining the nefesh about which we're speaking. A nefesh ba'amav is shaykh to the iser. A nefesh ba'amav is shaykh to the heter. A nefesh which is not ba'amav is not shaykh to the heter and not shaykh to the iser. You don't need a heter by him because he's so far from it. And you don't need a iser by him because, again, the iser is b'mkoyim ha'imid. A nefesh ba'amav. The pasuk by Oseh Ma'is Amcha doesn't describe someone whose nefesh is in Nechlo and Klai Yisrael. It speaks about whether he's Oseh Ma'is Amcha in a more pedestrian, normal sense. And in addition, compounding this, the timing of the drasha. When is this drasha speaking about? Josh is speaking about la'achar moso, meaning in an evaluation of the person as a whole, we can still call this person a nefesh who's not ba'amav. La'achar moso. Can you say that about Stama Gazlan? I hope not. Right? I'm lava ribis? It's a big chiddush. It's true, it might be that the Ramah did take this Gemara that way, but it's certainly a chiddush to apply nefesh ba'amav to there, and we understand why Rashi and the Ramah were not. Rashi and the Ramah are understanding it's only a category for, like Rashi says, a mummer. And what the Rambam says is new category called Parsh B'dach Hitzibor, along with the rest of the normal ones, Min and Mummer. Yes?
I'm not sure of all the definitions, but Mummer, Lahakis, and those that are already Malav, maybe sometimes you try to drink all the other twice, it's called Mummer. But Mummer, I was going to apply.
Not Mummer, it's Helvim, though.
Okay. But Lahakis, so the Gemara, the Ribbis
are. Malav and Ribbis doesn't have to be Lahakis. Te'oven is mezidoich. Te'oven is mezidoich. Te'oven is a category of mezid.
I don't know if you have to say mumer automatically means that in this case, it doesn't line up with what it says
on the
ground. There are other things that make a person a mumer, even if it's not a
kares. You think Rashi means a malava beribis, that Rashi means to limit all those gemaras? The Gemara could have had such a good tarot. When do you have to return the moment of Malav HaBribis? Well, I don't know, when he did a Lataiva. It's only when he did a Lachas. He went to Kadosh Baruch and said, you know what, I can live without Mammon. I don't need Mammon. Ah, I hate the Isser. That's very hard. There's a very big limitation on those Gemaras.
The word Mummer, I don't think it shows.
It's not Mummer here. It's Rashi and those Sugyas. Rashi didn't read those Sugyas in this way. No. I'm saying, I'm asking, in those Gemaras, you believe that they only mean a Mummer Lachas?
I wouldn't have said that. No, but if you showed me, once you showed me this Rambam,
but the Rambam can't read it that way. The Rambam limits it, Dafka, to people who are Chayvei Olam Haba. No, but he doesn't do that in Hilchos Ma'avav Loive. I'm saying that in the Rambam, I think it's what you're talking. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'avav Loive, when he's talking about this, it's nothing about this. It's got some Malav HaGribis. Okay, I'm confident this is a different category. Okay, so then I'll at least go on that assumption.
What was your last point about
Just about? Because we're not making an assessment in his lifetime of how he acted, how we should act klape him, of Klala. Which is about what he's doing right now. This is whether the nefesh, in a central sense, after its ptira, is called being ba'amav, which is a very different assessment, and for which you would bring a different criteria, I would think. Or I could understand that someone would read this Gemara that way. This doesn't need... At this point, I don't need... I'm sort of just figuring out what would cause Rashi and the Rambam to read the Gemara this way, but in as much as that's what we're dealing with, I think that's true. Either way, in terms of the drasha, again, the drasha of Ba'amav in Klol is not talking about nefesh. So it's very shayach to say certain chatayim affect your persona, but don't affect your nefesh. That's what I'm talking about. It makes sense, just to say, you know, to fear those. It makes sense, I think, to say that nefesh is only when it actually affects Olam Haba or the neshama, not where, which is about the nitzchus and the neshama, as opposed to just where it affects, you know, is ma'isa there. That's my chosh in this Gemara. Again, number one, the Rambam may not have taken the Gemara this way on its own, or unless he was expanding it, it's hard to know what he meant by it. But Rashi and the Rambam, I think, are very, very limited. Just like to bring it in the other way, if he meant it, he should have said Gazlan and Lavi Bribis and Nochasavel also, right? He needs to teach you. I think Rashi was picking up on the same things the Rambam was in the Gemara, but if he wasn't, then the Rambam was doing it, and that's where our focus is. It's yeah. Okay, that's so if that's true, I apologize. If that's true, so then this assessment, this Gemara, might well have been a makor for Hilchos Teshuva. Because this Gemara is saying that a Purish Menachei Tzibur, we'll have to figure out what that term means, is not Nefesh Ba'amav. Even Lachar Misa, he's not Nichol and Klal Yisrael. We just said before that being Nichol and Klal Yisrael, certainly Lachar Misa, has an implication of Karis Molam Abba. Possibly, the Rambam learned, this Gemara tells you he's not Nefesh Ba'amav Lachar Misa. From here, you see a Purish Menachei Tzibur is Taka in Lo Chilek Lam Abba. And then the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is not saying, meaning the Ram didn't have to make it up himself, he didn't have to put two and two together. He would tell you that's how even a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If you turn your page, keep on turning. What page have we not seen yet? Let me guess. 9? Yes. 11. On page 11, the Gemara says as follows. There are some people, Rachman al-Tzana, have a certain kind of Ganim. Some people have another kind of Ganim. Says the Gemara, there's one category which is out, and this is what the Gemara says. Aval aminim v'amisuros v'apikorsim shekafu batara, shekafu b'tchias ha-mesim, v'shapirshu medarchei tzibor, v'shapirshu medarchei tzibor, v'shapirshu medarchei tzibor, v'shanasu chitem b'eretz chayim, v'shachatu v'echdiru atzarabim, k'uron yirovim v'devat v'chaveruv, yordim l'ganim, nidonim baladori doros, shenemar v'chuli. So the Rambam has an ifna Gemara, and it makes a lot of sense for him to say that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which identifies a Purish Menachei Tzibur as someone whose nefesh is not ba'amav, is a makor for this din that ain lo chelek lo mabah. Now, what's a chiddush in the Rambam, and which needs work, is why is it, what's a mechayev of Purish Menachei Tzibur? If ain lo avirus, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, so what's a mechayev? L'chora, we have to, that needs to be understood. So I think this too built on what we said before about Karis. What's Karis bim Hosadavar? Karis bim Hosadavar is a Havdalah from Klal Yisrael. Memeila Hefzeh Chel Kol Olam Haba. Haba Hataya. A Purish Menachei Tzibur, and the Rambam's definition in Hilchos Teshuva, on the third page of the packet, if someone said that what? Ha Purish Menachei Tzibur, Afishlo Avar Veros, Ela Nivda Me Adas Yisrael. Adas Yisrael. The Pasuk of Karis quotes Adas Yisrael many times. Ve'in Olsen Mitzvos Bechlalon, Ve'u Nechnas Bitzarasan, Ve'u Mesana Bitzanisam, Ela Holich Bidarko Kewat, Ke'echad Migoye Haaretz, Uche'ilu Eino Mehen, Eino Chelek Lam Abba. It's Pasha. He's severed himself, Rachman al-Tzalam, from Klal Yisrael. The Rav says it's an afminu in the Tzuras HaKapara, and the Mechilta is a happening to such a person, Shubi'el Echol Lama Acher, the Le'alocha, such a thing is not Shayach by a Tzibor, but by a Yachad is Shayach. He's Purish Midarche Tzibor, the Mechayev is clear. Now, if you didn't have a Pasuk in Torah to tell me that there is such a category, you wouldn't say such a thing. But if the Pasuk in Tumas Kohanim says that, the nefesh is not ba'amav, so then you have a makor that prisha midachet tzibur kishal atzma without ma'is avera is ma'avdo someone from olam haba.
Yes, well, just once I need to think where I'll be and then put another joke out there. Yeah, I'll think where I'll be afterwards. I'll be in this room.
Can we go through the hedge one more time? For what the riot is that first of all, what's the riot for? It's a riot that somebody who is first drafting a seaboard without having done any averos. That's what you're looking for, right?
No, I'm that the Ram says that black and white. That's a Ram. The question is where he learned it from.
You're trying to find a marker for
so the Gemara in Sanhedrin uses a category of Persh Medachet Tibor and says that he is not Nechshav a Nefesh Ba'amav La'achar Misa. So if the Torah could describe him as a Nefesh that's not Ba'amav La'achar Misa, Mistama, that means that he's Ein Lo Chelek L'Mava. The question then was a Mechayev, and so we said the Mechayev is exactly that. By being Purish Medachet Tibor, so he's not Nichlo and Klaizo, he's Nechshav Kechon Megoy Aret. Well, the Olam Haba is Muftach to Klaizo, not Muftach to the Umos Olam in the way it's Muftach to Klaizo. Someone who's Purish Medachet Tibor can't get it as a Jew, and as a Goy, he can't get it either. That's Mechot.
Right. Maybe,
but no, maybe so I could be. Yeah,
can I go over with you afterwards?
Yeah, I would go schmack. Yeah,
you're not finding a car for how the rabbi knew that the creation of Dr.
Zebra
does not involve doing
it. Oh.
Right? And there's Rashi, for example, he wants to head and said, Kigong
movement. That's exactly what I'm doing. The rabbi
from somewhere understood that that's not what it means.
Yes. So that's. I think you just found me where I was going to be. I knew I was going to be in the room, and I think I also found that I was going to be there. That's exactly what I want to talk about. Again, this is our Shara. Whatever we're talking about, Saram, we can't always know the Makoros. But there's something very powerful about the phrase Nefesh Ba'amav being the Makor for Parash Medachet Tzibur. Meaning, if the Rambam, as we'll get to in a second, the Rambam does understand that it applies to Minim as well. So why can't he just say it's only talking about Minim, which is, I think, essentially what you're saying, if I'm just restating the question. So then, So Lagavi that, the answer is, because there's terminology in the Torah.
Definitely Chazal uses a different category. Well,
no, I'm not talking about Chazal, even on the level of the Drasha. Like, Nefesh Ba'amav is the apt description of a Purish Medachet Tibor. He's someone who's Nefesh not Ba'amav. A Min has something else which you could describe as the Machayev, and maybe it would be better to be told on that. Here, the Torah is defining his spiritual status, in the Halacha of Tumas Kohanim, by the fact that he's a Nefesh Eino Ba'amav. Maybe the Ram took his cue from that. Does that make sense? It could be it doesn't, so I'll definitely try again.
Yeah, theoretically, you know, it's not a kasha like the Ram doesn't make sense. The question is the Ram presumably, I don't know, presumably, the Ram sounds like a chiddush, right? Because you're going to lose your Olam Haba without doing any averos.
Right?
So, obviously, that's what we understood the term Purish Medachet Tzibur to mean. The question is, if even to the Rambam that was a chiddush, which I don't know if it was or not, if that was a chiddush to the Rambam, then presumably we want to source for that.
So I'm saying
for that particular point that you've done zero averos, at least any no defined averos,
right?
And yet you can be called not a member of Klai Yisrael.
Saying is that I would suggest that that's how he's reading this phrase nefesh, which is not ba'amav. No, I'm saying that why term him only that? Why not if he had any other avera that was a significant part of the mechayev? Why would the Torah suffice with telling you that?
Right. So again, that's definitely what's mechayev. Question is, what determines that he is such a person?
Okay, so
what was going to make him a Purish Medachet Tzibur?
Right. So
you would have thought that maybe that Tzibur means the people who keep Torah mitzvos. And if he's a person who keeps Torah mitzvos, he's part of the Tzibur, albeit he doesn't, you know, go to Shul ever or care about the fact that it's Tisha B'Av.
Right.
As long as he's an Eon Tisha B'Av or whatever, then what makes him not a member, member full standing of the Tzibur?
So I want to get back to that. When we talk about the Mechayev Purish Medachet Tzibur, I don't have, I feel like at the end of it, you also feel that I haven't conclusively figured out the brain process. We may have moved closer to an answer which you'll find sufficient, and maybe not, and we'll check back in. I suspect my Harus is bothered by somewhat similar Nakuda. Were you half, you were your hand halfway there? Okay, so I think I would like to hope that later on we'll have a little closer to Agdar, but we don't have. I agree with you. We're working on the Rambam that we have, not on the Rambam's. But it's always. We always feel like that. If we could just have one more. I mean, in the Ram expressed in Tshuva, on some level, he would prefer written the Makoros. Although, I think Rebbe sometimes points out that there's a beauty in not having the Makoros also. But there's.
Well, I think there is a tablet here.
Right. That's the category. Because what you're really saying is the parish from Darkat Sibor is the Machayiv of these other things. So it can't be the Machayiv of these other things unless it kind of exists in its own right.
Right, and then your question is how.
It's like the Avtipus of it.
Right. So that's why I think.
It didn't have to be that way, but that it is that way in the reconstruction makes it more powerful.
Right, but that's what I think. In the next step, maybe we'll be able to substantiate that a little better, and then maybe we will be able to answer him at least on the chosh level. Meaning he thought he had. I think the Rambam may have had what Rabbi sometimes called like global evidence or other things that get in there, which we're going to try to get.
Including
them.
The linguistic.
Of course, right. Well, that's a cue.
Which I'm pointing to now.
Right there, that's the first cue in this category. Maybe if you have other things, then it wakens that. Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're definitely making a composite picture, not a point by point hechreach. There are questions in these Rambams which I think independently deserve analysis and then also shed light on the underlying idea of Parashat Darkei Tzibur. So if we'll anchor ourselves again in Parashat Darkei Tzibur just a little longer, then we'll get back to the other things which we're holding in abeyance. Just to look at the Rambams for a second inside, if you look at Hilchos Tshuva, Gimel Yud Aleph, and compare it to Hilchos Avel, you'll find that the Lashonos in describing who a Parashat Darkei Tzibur is are somewhat different. Actually, before doing that, maybe we'll just point to one thing in terms of Rashi, because we've been on Rashi a little bit. Let's do this verse. So in Halacha, in Hilchos Teshuvah Gimel Yud Aleph, let's say, the Parashat Darkei Tzibur very clearly here is, Af apish lo avar averos ela nivdo me'adas yisrael, ve'enos mitzvos b'chlolon, ve'o nichnas b'tzarasun v'mosan b'sanisan, el holich b'darko kechem negoi aret, u'chilu eino mehen. Now, to look in Hilchos Avel, I didn't necessarily do this in the clearest fashion. Here in Hilchos Avel is 16, right? Where is it? 16, okay. So it's between 16 and 3 for a second, just to look at them next to each other. So there is very obvious commonality. I mean, the Rambam only used, as far as I know, the term Parashat Darkei Tzibur twice. He's using it in the context of Minim and other things, which is the context of Hilchos Teshuvah. But there are differences. I'll just point out one more commonality. In both places, his description is Kishar Ha'umos in Hilchos Avel, which is very, very similar to the description here of Ke'echa Negoi Ha'aretz. The difference is that in Hilchos Tshuva, he says that he hasn't done any of Averos. In Hilchos Avel, he says Sheparku Ola Mitzvos Me'al Tzavara. Now, he then goes on to say In Nechlon B'chal Yisrael V'asiyas HaMitzvos, but he also gives two examples of those mitzvos. Which he doesn't have in Hilchos Teshuvah, right? In Hilchos Teshuvah, he has Lo Nichnas B'Tzaras M'Mosan B'San Yisan. So Aleinu Lahavin just stamas are in the Rambam. Meaning, again, if you think that they're mamish power categories, like I'm trying to say, you obviously have to answer. But even if you wouldn't, why is the Rambam calling the same person Parashat Darkei Tzibur in two places? Sorry, Ian, but before we raising hand.
Yes, I think that's
Eisen in both places.
In both places.
Yes, yeah, that's Eisen.
Yes, still
yes.
In terms of,
yes, the Ram.
They're not doing anything.
Yes, there's no. You can't nab him. You can't nab him. If you're the halachic police, you're not walking into his house and finding Nevela or trade votes or anything like that. 100%.
When it comes to Asin, they're not.
Yes, yes.
To some extent, they're not throwing.
Even Parco also found Sabara. I mean, I can't be 100% sure that doesn't part of the Hagdara.
But I think the one difference is that in the Chol Chazal Yisrael, let's say, as a mitzvah, sounds like when Yisrael does mitzvahs together, he's not there. Whereas here, Parkol mitzvahs me'al tzavaran could mean all of Essen. It could
I'm
be
a sure. Different. So, and what I'm saying is, let's say he's blowing shofar or whatever, maybe that's also pouring. He's not doing it, dafka, not doing it, bechlalam.
Right.
That too constitutes an aspect of Parkol mitzvah.
Right. I don't.
The tzibur aspect of every mitzvah is at minimum. And the statement, you know, takes away.
Right.
Just
as
we'll say, you know, as we find another linchpin, let's say. But in other words, if he's turning his back on Kali Yisrael as a framework,
so then this
then
is
even the performance of Shofar and Lulav and all
is missing.
Things,
is
some aspect of Parko Ola Mitzvahs. It may not be that there's no Maisa Mitzvah.
It just be Parko Ola Mitzvahs. He's not doing it. He's not Makabo Ola Mitzvahs, which are Ola Mitzvahs.
I think it's possible.
I think it might be possible for Neatmo. I would like to develop like a different answer, which I think undercuts the question a little more, even though I agree with you.
if I would have just had the two Rambam, if you would have had one Rambam and not the other, or the first Rambam, not the second, we might have made different pictures. Once you see the two of them together, it's not very different pictures, enough to have a hard steer.
If it would be true, it would be sensational also.
Well, it would be amazing. You could call that that. Yes, that would be amazing. Yes,
and I'm not so surprised.
I appreciate that. I think I'd like to at least try a different solution in light of a different set of evidence. It, almost as though this is a part of a broader trend, and then Mamela would undercut the question. But that would be very. If you would receive more specific local gains by interpreting the two realms as being the same, and then it would have another meaning to it. I'm going to try a different solution with another and. If that solution was, I can speak out of Rebbe because what the Rebbe is suggesting to bring the two together and then use each phrase to interpret the other. And I'm going to suggest that they are slightly different phrases. One mandates a higher standard than the other. What would be behind that? Why would the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva describe a more limited standard and Hilchos Avot describe a higher standard? So I think that runs to another skew in the Rambam. The skew is as follows. Even if you don't get all the way to Hilchos Tshuva during the Seder Yom Tshuva, but if you get to Tzom Gedalia, so you know what a min is. What's a min? A min is Chamishen Anikra Minim Ha'Omer She'ein Shamalaya Vein Lo Manik or Ha'Omer She'ein Shamanik Avayim Shtayim Oyoser V'chuli V'chuli. There are five types of minim. Yet that is not the min that the Rambam generally describes. Time after time, Hilchos in Yad HaChazaka, he's using the word min to mean a much broader category. One example though is actually a place where he defines it differently. If you look at Hilchos Avodah Zarah Beis Hay. How does he define a min there? Yisrael sha'avod avod azar areo kegoy l'chol dvarav ve'eno ki Yisrael sha'avar al avera sheish baskila u'mashum al avod azar areo mashum al tara kula v'chein, says Ram, ha'minim mi Yisrael enon ki Yisrael l'davar min advarav v'en mekab mozom b'tshuva l'olam sh'nemer kol ba'el lo yishuvin v'lo yisigu orchos chayim. Who are minim? Ha'minim heim atarim achar machshavos libam b'sichlus dvarav shamar. They make some philosophical mistake as described earlier in the parak. Ad shenimtzu ovrim al gufei Torah lahaches b'shat benefesh b'yad rama v'omrim shem b'ze avon v'asol saprimon ulashiv aleim tshuva klal shenemar al tikrav al pesach besa u'machshev is min lavod azar. Two nafkaminos of this category: machshev is min lavod azar, and in addition, asol saprimon. And who are these people? Bad guys. Not just a guy who has made a theological mistake and lives the rest of his life in an orthoprax way, which again would leave you as Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba, but not this. Not Shat B'Nefesh, Yad Rama, Ein B'Zeh Ovon. This is a much deeper kind of thing. So how do we explain the steer in the Rambam? The word min in two places, what's the answer? So l'chor, the answer hinges on a Tshuva Rambam. I brought the Tshuva Rambam back on that page 13 at the bottom. And the Tshuva Rambam, which is the Ketzavish of L'chavim do, l'chor, the Shiloh that he's asking, is one that we can intuit an answer to some degree. The Kesef Mishnah did intuit it. We don't have the Kesef Mishnah's intuition, otherwise, quicker chaburus and the Rambam was asked to follow in Kasha. In Hilchos Tshuva, you write that anyone, a min, any of these people who violate the most chomer de kazachin, they do tshuva, yesham chelak lo abba, and the tshuva is miskabelos. Yet in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, you write that we're not makabel, that's what we just read, we're not makabel, a min, b'tshuva. So says the Rambam, Tshuva Rambam, to the bottom of page 13. U'masha atem chushim l'stira b'dvar minim, ein bo stira klal. L'vich she'echot m'shnei ma'amorim, ein makabel m'usam b'tshuva, ritzoni lomar b'zeh, she'anu, socially, our group, klal yisrael, lo nekabel me'am tshuva. We don't makabel their tshuva, v'lo nirim b'cheskes b'alei tshuva, Ela b'cheskas minim. They're still b'cheskas minim, no matter what they do. Kifi shayu, just as they were before, even if they pretend to do tshuva. That tzaddikos she'marim hi, oh, misibas apachan, maybe they want to group up with us now. Oh, l'gnov das abrius. Stam, or chmolson, they want to involve themselves in our society. V'zeh ma'amar achro, and hilchos tshuva, where I said, hu shem shavu be'emetz, if they taka did tshuva, she'beinam levin borim, between them and Hashem, yesham chelak lom abba. Of course they have a chelak lom abba. Tshuva can trump everything. It can't trump you, change dinim bin adam l'chavero, or the way we're machzik you. It can certainly give you tshuva klapei shemayim and a chelak lom abba. V'zeh din b'davar ma shebeinam levin boram. V'zeh rishon b'davar ma shebeinam levin b'nei adam. Those two categories are clear. We're not going to change a person's cheskas non-cheskes gashes, we'll call it cheskes rishos, whatever you want to call it, cheskes minos, and after they've been machzik themselves that way. But then, maybe that's also the answer to the stira in the Agdaras. Right? The Rambam doesn't relate to that in the tshuva, but maybe it's pashut. To lose a person's someone who's oimer, she'ein shem aloka, but doesn't do averus pishat benefesh piad rama, so maybe he hasn't lost his cheskes kashrus, klape klai, so to the extent that we're not makabim b'tshuva, to the extent that we should not be medaber imo b'cheskes vaday, not makabim his tshuva ever, machshev is min levod azar for the rest of his life, maybe you need to do something to prove kaviyachol these emunos to be machzik as atzvacha, not becheskes kashas. To lose your cheskes kashas takes more than to just be described as a minlin. You know, olam haba, avada. One does have olam haba if you have the wrong emunos. Doesn't matter whether or not you ever got a chance to do averus b'shat benefesh b'adrama b'omer shem b'zavir shem b'zavon. Is that tshuva understood? Does that make sense? So if that's true, then I think we have an answer also for parash b'dachei tzibor. But the answer would be, seemingly, Parash Menachei Tzibor Vilchus Tshuva is describing, again, the ideal category, the specific category. This alone, Afishen Bo Averos, is enough to make someone Ein Lo Chilek Olam Haba. But we, in Hilchos Ovel, when we're describing whether or not we should be machzik you as Ovid, as a Parash Menachei Tzibor, Lenin D'Alacha of not being mistama to you, but on the Chavero, until he's Muchzak B'Avero, how do we know he didn't do Tshuva? So you're telling me, why am I worried about they didn't do tshuva? Number one, I think alone. The cheskes kashas is very strong. A person doesn't lose their cheskes kashas so easily, so maybe that alone is enough. But also, this is specifically a halacha where we're very machmir on this, because the next halacha in the Rambam is a halacha, Rechmal son of Ma'abed Atzmal Das. And Ma'abed Atzmal Das, it takes a lot more than just a strong probability to make him lose his din kvura, right? So maybe there's a higher standard for Lachar Misa to know, to assert what his status was. So either of those things I think would be sufficient. The combination of them is enough that in Hilchos Avel, a person Achit Tzibor has to be someone who's done more. If you say that, then the steward certainly would fall apart. It's still very important to go back and figure out which things provide evidence for what, and we're going to try to get to that later. But Be'etzim, I think there's no steward between the two places. One is Beno levein hamakom, as Ram says in the Tshuva. One is beno leveinenu levein bnei adam. Where would the Ram be coming from, right? This din and minos is not brought in the Gemara, right? These agdaras of min are certainly the Ram's own lashonos. You can find the codes for each lashon of the answer, but not as an agdar of min. The answer, I think, is very clear. Gemara in Chulin Dafe. Gemara in Chulin Dafe says, "Mechal Shabbos befarhesia is nidon kegoy lechol dvarav." Why do you need Befarhesia? What does Befarhesia do? There are other solutions to this question. But a very simple solution, and maybe the one that appealed to the Rambam, is just that Mechal Shabbos on his own, even when, let's say there are two Edom Usiyim, let's say. But if he doesn't do Befarhesia, he hasn't been machzik himself as Mechal Shabbos. And to have a Dino Kegoy L'chol Dvarav, which is the same Nafmina as Minos, here in Beis Hei Nochus of Adazara, we need more. So Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia shows you that you need to be machzik atzmo to ruin your cheskes kashrus. From that, the Ram learned two definitions of min. From that, the Ram learned two definitions of the Parash Medarchei Tzibor. That's my hashara and attempted solution. Even if it's not right in it's the association of Parash Medarchei Tzibor, and even if it would be Kabbal or Vronzweig's hashva'ah in comparison between the two, I think it would still be right in Hilchos by minim. I think that's a too clear gap to just let live on its own. And the Mela, it might be almost like the two things are circles, right? Meaning, on one level, they're the same. And one level, you could describe even the Parash Medarchei Tzibor Hilchos Tshuva just as in these terminologies. But having done them, B'tzibor, we recast them, Kaviyachol. Meaning, nothing really changes. We're not talking about any specific behavioral change, but we can recast them because they've been taking on this effect, Klapei Tzibor. And then I think you kind of have a merging of the two Pshatim, or at least the lines converge to some degree. That's one possible answer. I just want. Oh, sorry. I'll take the. No. I definitely want to take the question. I look forward.
Thank you.
Right. So Mechal Shabbos is also seeable, right? Meaning you can see that some of Mechal Shabbos, some of Mechal Shabbos Machshava
in Chassidus, it's a very bad thing, but it does not make him kigur l'chol davar. 100%. Obviously, there's a tangible element to these things, just as a tangible element to, let's say, being rodes hatzibur. What the Rambam means, I think, is that these tangible things have an effect klapei makom, as opposed to also having an effect klapei bnei adam. I do not mean that it's sufficient to be a parish b'nei chetzibur, that, you know, in your rachmanis on the person in his cubicle, you know, in his office, it just feels distinct from klai yisrael, but then he gets on the train and he's mesana b'sanisam and tzar b'tarasam in the klapei chutzway. That I do mean maisim. I just mean maisim as a magdir you klapei the makom versus klapei bnei adam. As you see, in Michal Shabbos would be a similar model. I want to get back to one point in the Parashat Bnei Chetzibur for a second, and then we'll move on to the original two questions. Forget about it. It's the same paragraph of Pirkei Avos this week. Forget about Shlach Lasik. It's the same Parashat Bnei Chetzibur, much more. All right. So I want to deal with two quick, just ha'ara. The binyan we've been building is that the Rambam's Pirush Menach HaTzibur in Hilchos Tshuva is based textually on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's a line in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But the Makor is this Gemara in Sanhedrin, which allowed which showed Chazal, according to the Rambam, that there is such a category. If that's true, then there's a fascinating Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. Again, that was page 11, I think. Is that where you found it? Yeah. Rashi, in this sort of slightly longer Rashi, Shekafru Batorah, it's up at the top. So again, this is a Gemara that has a list of people who have a very chamer din in the Olam Haba. Says Rashi, V'shapirshu b'darchei tzibur lo garsinon. Dahainu kolhani del'el. Pirshu b'darchei tzibur is not its own category. Pirshu b'darchei tzibur is a shame kolel for all these other people. V'hach masnisen, this brisa, is appears in Seder Olam, and that's how we go is there. V'hachik garsinon lay, hasam, shapirshu b'darchei tzibur, kigon haminav amesoros. Rashi doesn't have a separate category of min here. Why? Of Parashat Chetzibur, because back in Masechet Sanhedrin, when the drasha is brought about Parashat Bnei Chetzibur, he doesn't think there's such a drasha. There's no chazal that identifies nefesh b'yisrael as talking about Parashat Bnei Chetzibur, kishlashmo. It's talking about mummer. So Mimela, you can't have a din olam haba without some makor in the Torah. Mimela says Rashi, you have to take it off. Again, I don't know that I'm putting lines together correctly, but maybe that's a pshat in this Rashi Rambam. But again, Rashi and Rambam both agreeing, I think, on Yosaiti, to Yisod, that the Persian Medrash Tzibor of Sanhedrin Mem Zayin is more chomer than Eino Moisai Ma'asa Amcha of Gadol Net, even with the Hara of Ike and the Mekomiyah. There's just one more place to go with this, just to speak out. In Hilchos Avel, the Rambam expands from Persian Medrash Tzibor to Min. So no one in the room should be surprised by that at all. Obviously, if you think a Parashat Chetzibur doesn't have a velos, doesn't have Tumas Kohanim, a min has to not have. But, are you sure that a Musar shouldn't? But if we go back to Hilchos Avel, call it out, Rabosai, whatever you find it. 16. The Rambam says, who else is in this category? V'chein haminim, hamishumadim, hamosrim, kol eloin v'savim olayim. I don't know that it's obvious that a moser or a mishumad, which in the Rambam, mishumad means, again, like we were talking about before, a mishumad laver achas. I don't know that he's the same as a Parashat Bnei Chetzibur. Once you have this new category, how the Rambam know to include mishumadim in it? But the answer is, again, it's the same drasha, right? If we're talking about someone whose nefesh is not miyisrael, la'achar misa, and the Rambam learns that that's a ben olam, someone who's not a ben, one second, so that's someone who's not a, who doesn't have olam haba, so you have to import all of the categories of Hilchos Tshuva. That obviously invokes another question, though, meaning the Rambam doesn't list off everything that's in Hilchos Tshuva. So, number one, I think textually, when the Rambam says the kol eluin mesablam aleim, he may be coming to include, but there's another thing which gets back to what we were saying before. We discussed that the Rambam might hold you need to prove yourself as one of these categories. At least some of the categories in Hilchos Tshuva are not shayach. To someone, or not shaykh to us, for us to know. Like a rodes hatzibur, right? The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva writes, and we'll go back to the third page. The Rambam writes, Matile emer al hatzibur shalol l'shem shamayim. So obviously you can't import that category of the Hilchos Avot if you think you need to prove that you need to be master yourself the Cheskas Rishos. I mean, who was there when you were being wrote to them to ask what you were thinking? We just don't know. So that might just substantiate some of the things we're saying and also bring together some of the disparate evidence. Ad kan about a parashat Achitzib Lunetta, with exception of Eliran's question, anyone else's question, but now to move on to the next.
Were you saying that Mishumadim and Masurin, the Masurin, are people who the Rambam is including in the parashat with Achitzib?
No, they're separate categories, but they also were numerate from that drusha. I mean, the Rambam only has one drusha.
Yeah. Most people were out of the Amav.
Yes. So how does he know that? Because Nefesh Ba'amav means someone who's Nichlo and Klai Solin and Lama Ba, and they don't have Chilk Lama Ba, Nechus Tshuva. That's the Rambam's
conclusion. There should be anybody.
Yes.
But you're saying maybe people left off,
yes,
were the people for whom you couldn't bring, or at least some,
right,
of the
and some of the other people you left off might be in the gap. I mean, I believe the Rambam, when he writes, is allowed to say minim moser mishumadim, and if you correctly understand the Rambam as placing the other people sort of in between them, meaning if a mishumad is, if there are people who are clearly more than a mishumad and less than a min, it might be obvious. Rambam might not have had to speak that out. Obviously, you know, we can't know for sure, but that might be another part of the answer to other categories. I think there's a robust set of answers that will deal. I think the Lakasha should be dealt with, could be dealt with, and Bnei Zer, we're not going to deal with them right now, if that's okay, just because the Pirtei Pratei Hilchos Teshuva here might take us, and I don't have answers for everything. I've suggested Teshuvim, like a body of Teshuvim which might work. And if there aren't, then Tzarech, then we have to work on those examples. All right, so that was Ad Kan HaParshat Achitz Ibur Bnei Zer. Now to return to the original categories.
Which definition of min would you use for Hilchos Avodah?
Definitely Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Meaning the one Klapei Chutz. Which the Rambam is very consistent. The min, meaning Vahara, I'll just give you one example. In Hilchos Tshuva, only five of the Ikrim are included in the min. Everything else is kofi b'atayr, kofi. It's impossible to say that in the other places in the Rambam he's being b'chag between a picursus in the first five ikrim and the last eight ikrim. It's not tenable, I don't think. So when the Rambam says min shekasel sefer Torah, let's say, or those dinim, any place, or min sheshachat, let's say, you know, all those places where you have the category min, I think he's going back to Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Textually, how can he do that? Adarabba. Meaning, the first definition is Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hilchos Tshuva is afterwards. Right? Hilchos Tshuva is an attenuated definition. That's the way I would look at it. Hilchos Tshuva is telling you within the world of Tshuva, which again is coming textually from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there's sort of a separate level of minos in them. But I think...
It's just interesting that you're on the one hand, you're saying that the Rambam got this idea from the fact that they're crossing the Kali soil.
Right.
Essentially the point of Hilchos Tshuva.
Right.
And then using a different definition.
But he's using a different definition because we know that to be master klapei chutz by Parash B'Dach Hetziv, where he explained to you the different definition.
Right.
He's
just changing the principle, he's just saying.
Yeah.
Klapei Shmaya and klapei,
right,
Bezdin or Maisuk.
Yeah.
No, I'm... If he would have... There would have been makom for more peir. There would have been makom for more peir. I don't think that shteres the havan. That, I don't, you know... Part of this also has to do with what you think the Rambam... It's a soft
yeah.
Macomb. Yeah, it's something could be okay. Here I'd like to move just for a second back to our original kasha, but derech one other Rambam, because I don't think this mechayev is of our invention. I hope it's not of our invention for other reasons, but I think the Rambam actually explicates it by Mechal Shabbos Peresia. This is a fascinating aura which I was first alerted to, not in this shiur room, but in the shiur room across the street. Back in Rebbe Shir and Chulin, a long time ago, Gemara and Chulin Daf Hey, which has already come up once, but it's can I just see it inside? At least to see Rashi inside. On page 17. So the Gemara says that at least according to one Amora in the Gemara, one Tan in the Gemara, it's something which is totally machlokes. But Lamaisa Mechal Shabbos Befresia is Dino Ka'akum. So Rashi explains this opinion, which is obviously a chiddush. Why Mechal Shabbos Bevarasya Punt gets you a dinu kigoy? So it says Rashi like this. Hai Tana, the last two lines in Rashi on the page. Hai Tana, Chamir Le Shabbos Kavodos Kochavim. Why? Ha Oivet, Oivet Kochavim, Kaifer Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu. Va Mechal Shabbos, Kaifer B'masav. Umeid sheker shelo shavach shel shavach hakadosh baruch hu b'manas habereshis. On a level of emunus and deis, Shabbos is a testament to the Ribono Shel Olam's bria, and avodah zarah is the rachmanos Shel Olam negation of hakadosh baruch hu's control. They're haba ataya, and they both create the same din of dino kigoy. A fascinating Rashi, especially fascinating when you contrast it with the way the Rambam brings it. So if you're here in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, the final halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, Lamed Tes Vavitz, finally on the next page, we got that right once. Lamed Tes Vav, try to, Hashabbos, I have to work, get better. Hashabbos of Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam, Kol achas mishtein shkula keneged shara kol ha-mitzvot ha-torah. Why? Says the Rambam, Hashabbos hi ha-os shemin ha-kadosh baruch hu uveinenu le-olam. Shabbos is an eternal symbol of the Yichud of Klai Yisrael. Hashem was Moser at the Klai Yisrael. Lefichach, klover el shara mitzvot reyo b'chla rishay Yisrael. Again, diok, rishay Yisrael, right? Aval mechal Shabbos v'eshya reyo k'oivet avod azar, u'shneem k'goyim v'chol divrein. This is a different din, let's just be clear. This is not a din of Avodah Zarah and Aban Karis. This is a different din. This is a din le'inyon chazakos, where machzik, the way, the major nafkin is Yayin Nesach, and there are other, there are, as Ram says, the Choldvar, there are many other nafkinas about Machzir and Aveda and all those things, but not, but that's not Lenyanenu. The point is that the Rambam has formulated here, I think, something very similar to what we're formulating, but about a mitzvah. Meaning, Poish Menachet Tzibur, his general on Haggah, determines that he's Eno Ki Yisrael to certain dinim. Abichal Shabbos, because of Shabbos' special status as an os between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that definitionally is Motziim from Klai Yisrael, because he's rejecting the os. With that Rambam in mind, let's turn to Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu. Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, the Rambam again, in the end of Hilchos Mila, and the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Rambam Hilchos Mila is page 7, says the Rambam, Me'usa hi ha'erla sh'nizganu bar yishoyim sh'nemer ki kol ha'goyim arelim. V'gdoli hi ha'milo sh'lo nikra av ha'mavinu sh'olem ad sh'mol sh'nemer salich l'fanai v'yasamim. Ve'et n'abrisi b'eni u'v'necha. Says the Rambam, V'chol ha'mefer briso sh'al avram avinu v'eniach arloso o meshacha. Af b'sheish b'yodom ma'is m'toivim harbi, ein lo chelek l'om abba. Says the Rambam, and from later on here is very important. What's Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu? Either an Arel Mamish or Moshe Harlaso. For the Rambam, it's the same. It's not the pshat that an Arel is like one category of Eino Chelek Haraba, and a Moshe Harlaso is a different category. No, it's the same thing. Avada Avada, the Chalos Arel is a Din Derabanan. And the Rambam says not even Ma'akiv from Achil's Truma. It's a Din Derabanan, a Chiv of Ma'as Ayin, maybe more than Ma'as Ayin, to be Mol. But it's testimony about yourself. It's perfect. Whatever. Perfect is the wrong word. It's paramount or obvious. You're taking the oath like Shabbos, right? But this is a different oath, but a very central oath. And by doing this oath, you don't get the dinum of Shabbos. You're not kigoy l'chol dvarav, but elu chelok lom abba, because this is prisha me'am Yisrael, just ayudeya ma'isa mitzvah. Meaning, your relationship to certain mitzvah can also make you a Purish Me'am Yisrael. We're going to try to figure out later on, Blineder, whether or not this is two tracks or one track, but it's a second track of Purish Me'am Yisrael. You have a Xeris Akas of Purish Me'am Yisrael defines you as a Goy, Le'inyon Olam Haba, and you have a way, according to the Rambam, of applying that Le'inyon Mo, but you don't need a separate drasha for this, Be'etzem. You need a drasha to reveal that this is true, but the Yisod is already true from the very nature of what Olam Haba is. Again, Olam Haba is a schus for Klai Yisrael as a collective. This person is being made for the oath of Klai Yisrael, mele is a chutz from it. I spoke to Rav Shechter about the drasha, this drasha in Alatshuva, which we saw before. I asked him a parallel question, getting us back to our Gemara and Yuma. Gemara and Yuma brings from Rebbe that there are four averos, three averos, which are ma'akev someone, rachmanon son, from having the kapara of Yom HaKippurim, which Rabbi thinks is promised to every member of Klai Yisrael, independent of tshuva. Among them is Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu. The Rambam identifies Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu as Moshe Harlaso. Rashi said it's Aro. Well, either way, why is that true? Meaning, why couldn't Rabbi is this ma'akev? In the shiurim from, in the way they're written up by Pinchas Peli, so it doesn't, so it doesn't say. Rav Shechter says he recalls from the Shurim themselves that the Rav said that that's a pshat. Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu is a chutz from the whole bris of Klai. So Rebbe's even willing, he has a different standard than Rabbanan, right? Kares
isn't enough to stop you. Kares you get kapara for. But something as distinct as this, made for Bisa Shalom Avinu, you've totally removed yourself from the basic risk. The first mitzvah that was given to Klai Yisrael, the oath between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bebasar Shaladam, that you can't do. The Rav said that was a pshat in Rebbe's exception to the kapara of Yom HaKippur. I think we can suggest also that this is true about the car. Oh, oh no, for this come for sure comes first. No, you for sure come first.
Are there other things that have oaths written by them that don't have this status?
Yeah, it's a super question. It's a super, super question, and it needs to be thought about. The first answer is going to be Madrigas, but there's also something here about a klape chutz, meaning as we saw before, mefer brisa shel avraham avinu bebasar is more definitive than just not being miniach tefillin. Miniach tefillin also, that might be the pshat with the gemara, the same gemara Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't get to that darga, and again, especially the klape chutz part. One doesn't enter goyish society by not putting on tefillin. But in the time of but on a very basic level, may for Bisa works. So like Rabbi Kiva's discovery, like meaning it's true. They if time, I don't know if time permits, but there's a time doesn't permit. But maybe I'll there's a Chassid Shemaisa that illustrates this. I assume it's Derech Mashal. I don't think it ever happened, but Derech Mashal does come to this about how Lachar Misa a person is identified. Just quickly, a person falls off a boat and he drowns on the shore, and they find the body, and the body has the person is wearing tzitzis, so they know to give him kfuras yisrael. And a person's walking by on the beach and sees this whole ma'ora and says, he says about himself, I don't wear tzitzis. How am I going to be identifying Klai Yisrael? And he starts wearing tzitzis, and through that comes back to tshuva. I doubt the story ever happened. The point is that the identification with Klai Yisrael, and that's really what we're talking about here. Identification with Klai Yisrael can itself be a spur towards Shemirat HaMitzvos, but that's a Maimer Musker. But just to be clear, what I mean about that is that Orla certainly has that identity, right? Orla is a klape chutz, clear oath bebasar, that's who you are. And that's what I mean. If the person would have washed ashore with, and his oisk came out, so then it's, Pashi is not Jewish, no Shiloh. They're the same because most people are Mal, so nowadays it's less of a symbol. But obviously, Mila, someone who's not Nemo is not. Rebbe spoke about this at Itamar's Bris. Kayadua. It's okay. I wanted to get it in. That's all. I was not Itamar's Bris.
I did.
It's special. Didn't that you write his Bris? Also, I understand it wasn't. You weren't just there as a spectator for Shteza.
The idea you're saying from Rochefka's version of
right. Right.
On the Gavra and on the Tzibur. On the Yachid and on the Tzibur. So this cuts you off not only from the Tzibur type of Kavar Tzibur, but even from your Yachid participation in Kavar Tzibur, or is it only on one of the Tzibur?
So I didn't get a chance to hear Rav Schechter say. Rav Schechter, I don't think there's any Chiddush in saying this, he says it publicly. He has Pikpukim on the way the whole Drasha is presented there. He has a different version of many of the parts. So I wasn't able to rewind far enough to know the answer to that question. It is a good question, but what he was saying is definitely, however you teach Rebbe, the exception of Mefer Briso is because of this. So that's what I got from it. I again, also the Rav Mistama, or it needs to be dealt with, why Rebbe's exceptions are different than Rabbanan. The Fum Rita one could have had different Kaparos at Tzibur, but the exceptions be the same. The same group of people are accepted from it. The Rav, in all the versions, is not saying that, and it doesn't work also with the evidence. So that's old Chazon Moed, and Yitz Hashem will. You can listen to the tapes. But it seems like a question which could be answered. I think the evidence from the Rav's daher of this exception, not so much from how it specifically worked back in, but old Chazon Moed. But yeah, for sure.
It's Milson of Yilgui,
I think so. Yeah, exactly. That's the way I look at it. And the thought about it can happen in a different stage also, how it would amalgamate. But I think the most of that is there. So I'd like to go to the second kasha we asked, which we termed a soft kasha. We had very strong dechias from people in the room. Maybe it's not a kasha at all. What's this karish mid-devrayim of Bo'al HaRamas? I just want to learn it inside a little bit.
Blunetter see that I think it's a harder kasha than just the way, you know, than the way it was originally presented, and then see how the things we said before would fit in. So I think the pages basically here, it's just these two pages, the Surah Bia, 9 and 10. And so again, the Rambam is clear, it's just a chazad evidence, and in Yud Beis, the Rambam is absolutely clear that Bol Aramis is a Dinder Abanan if it's done mitzina. That I don't think is that I accept as anacha. Let's turn to the last halachas here. Perak Beis halacha Tes and halacha Yud. So Rambam turns from describing the Yisrael to the Goy, or the Goy who's involved in this Avera. How do I know he's turning? Number one, that's what he's talking about, but more importantly, he brings the Divrei Agada, or however you describe it, the Mashmas, or the Siyum Dvarim of these halachas is halacha Zayin, where he says, Avon ze, this is again page 10, Ren. Avon ze, afapi she'en bo mitzvah bezdin, al yi kao beinecha, al yish bo hefzid, she'en b'chol al rayos kamoso v'chuli. It says halacha chetz, v'dover ze garim li davik b'goyim shevdilano kadosh baruch mehem, it's hard to not see this as a seum of what he said before. Now he's turning to the Goy involved and asking what third it is. So in Olach HaTes he says, Goy ha-bo ha-bas yisrael, ha-mesh ha-sesh hi, nerag ala, fin p'nuri hi, eino nerag. Okay. What's the din of the Goyta? Ava yisrael ha-bo ala Goya, ben k'tana ba shol shonim yomechad, ben g'dola, ben p'nuri ha, ben esh ha-sesh, afilo haya katan ben tisha, tesha shonim, yomechad, kelen sh'bo ala Goya, Bizadon. How is on Eregis? Why? By behema he means the din behema that your mamis near bath. The dover then befurish betorosh nemer hein heina hayul vnei sobet varbilam. Now, if the din of Bal Aramis is simply a din der Rabbanon, so how can you say that there's a takala for which you kill the nivellas? What's a takala? You kill the Nivellas, the Goita who is Nivellas. Why? Because Basa Takala Yadea. Dover them a Furish Batora. What did they do? Every one of the Boalim in that incident was Boal Bifayasya? It was all Derech Chasmas? Lo Yitachin on many levels, especially because Pinchas wasn't going around killing tons and tons of people, right? He was killing the Parasya that he saw, not every example of Parasya. If anything, this sounds like from the story the opposite. The Rashi over there says that they were in the Oel, and then they're motzi as a mechekam. That's not that wasn't happening. But Parasya, I think that's true. So what's up, Shat? So lachor, you see that Bo'al Aramis is a chalos d'oraisa. It is a chalos d'oraisa. It's only also midivrayim, like the Ram said before, but it's a chalos d'oraisa in the gavra haboel. It is a takala, a very chamerdik takala. It's a tekala for which you get karis. And that's a karis before. That's not a karis midivrayim. Or if it's a karis midivrayim, that means it's a karis which is mefurish midivrayim. It's mefurish in psukim, in nach. But the chalos is a chalos d'oraisa of parish midachi tibor. And how do I know it's a chalos d'oraisa of parish midachi tibor? Lashon Rambam himself. So I might not have known on its own that was a mechayiv. You might need a pasuk in nach to teach me that. But that's a gilui bavad, and that's a lashon of the Rambam again in halach avav. Perak beis halach avav. Lo pagubo kanoim v'lo kuu beizdin hari onshu mefurash b'divrei kabbalah. It's not an onesh midivrei kabbalah. It's an onesh which is mefurash b'divrei kabbalah. But the chalos is a chalos toraisa. V'horai it's called a takala for which the nivellas is nereges. Good. So yeah, okay, good. But what does he mean by davar them mefurish b'torah? I mean, if you don't take that seriously, you shouldn't take before the davar them mefurish b'divrei kabbalah. I mean, I assume that means that was a din they were being mekayim. No, it's hard to say that was a rosh shah, but it's the din is rachman l'tzlan. I think the Rambam is telling you that a yisrael bar gaya. Rachmanel's son, the Goita is Nereges, the Doros, based on this Pasuk as a Makor, or as a Raya. And based, more importantly, and that's what Aviam and I discussed, Kibbehema, meaning the din behema is a, the Rambam thinks that's a makor for what he's saying. You don't need anything more. The din is that a behema to which an aver derisa occurs, chmal zan in this parsha, you are horig. So do you are horig the goita. How the Rambam thinks it's nichol in the same as a kosev. Why? What do you mean? That's true. That's true. That might have been a that might have been a, an expansion. But the Ram, but,
an expansion of what? That is the den.
No, the so let's say the Ram wouldn't have said them before Shmatar. What does he mean kibeima? Let's say the Ram would not have written that last line. What does he mean kibeima? How could you possibly shtel two? I don't understand. You think you just kill goitas without a din d'oraisa? That's what you think? I'm saying this is a chomer. This is not. This is a. I don't think that's a very tenable pshat. What does that mean, kibeima? And again, if you, I thought that I anticipated a defense that this is only talking about a certain situation. But again, the placement is so clearly separate from what's before that it's talking about all ba'al kotes, I think.
No, you're losing on that.
So I know. That's
right. I was wondering if the same.
That's clear. That's all.
So then I think you have to say it's a chalos d'oraisa. The Magen Mishnah is pointing out that there was an expansion then, or the Rambam doesn't agree with his taich, and I don't think that's. I'm not sure the Rambam agrees with his taich. Happens to be. I think the Rambam might have thought that was a chazaka, fakir. I mean, there was a rove, and that was matter. That was at all a rasha. But you don't have to believe the Magen Mishnah. Is what I'm saying. The point is that. You can't ignore the other evidence around based on the Magen Mishnah's Ha'ara from Pesukim, I think.
I'll just add from what we discussed yesterday, which is that you also have to think about how Halacha Kass fits in.
Right. And meaning that, but I think that's part of the.
What I would say is it sounds, on the one hand, like it's just a pragmatic. Per se, this is only the Drabana.
No, but because the act.
Since it has this effect, so, you know, that's why it's so chomer. So I think that that's not what he means.
It's part of the.
But the point is, you have two ways you could look at this act. You could look at it in a narrow way. This is what I was saying.
Okay.
But I think it fits in with what you're saying. That you could look at it in a narrow way, and then it's a Maisa Veira, an only Drabana. And, you know, that's obviously not a good thing.
Right, but it's not going to create these colors.
But because of the implications of it, that's the reason why. Even though it's a Maisa Veira in the narrow sense, Durabanan, it has a Chalos D'oraisa because this consequence makes the very action itself an act of merit.
And so I didn't mean to present it at all differently. I think later on, Lineta, if there is a chance, I want to get back to how the two, what I think as parallel lines in the Rambam, converge. On the one hand, leaving Klai Yisrael as being in itself a Mechayev, and then also Dveikos Be'akum with the merit that's involved in it is a Mechayev. But my point is that joint Mechayev created in the Reis here.
I really think
that's much better.
This line in the Rambam, I think, instead of being like a pragmatic line, I think it's the yisod of explaining what
right,
you're saying.
Of course.
But the reason why, even though this is Rabbanan in the narrowest Maisavera sense.
But it has a Chalos D'oraisa.
This is the Chalos D'oraisa of Merin, and therefore
right.
and therefore it's Takala and
right.
all these things.
Right.
Because.
The Rebbe's pointing out, I should have, but Rebbe would prefer that I formulate, is this correct? I formulated it not as that this is Prisha Midarche Tibor in the way that we've defined until now. But it's a showing in the Rambam that there could be a chalos d'oraisa of a mechayev of prisha medarche tzibur, which is goring, which has this extra part of it, and that chalos, that unified chalos, that common chalos, can then create this chalos d'oraisa. Later on, I hope to show that I don't think that they're separate. I agree. As evidence alone, this is not exactly the same, and in fact, I think that's also part of the other thing. Which
I'm saying either way, you need to relate to Allah.
Right, but I hope I'm not sure how to do it. I also think
the more you think of halacha kes in a say, a narrower way.
Yeah, then you don't need. Then you have to find its own mechayev. This you want to.
And then you're going to have more problems saying kol d'oraisa.
Right. Agreed. Right. But I think there's also a difference here, and this is something just before we go on. Before we go to the questions, which may then thing. But there is something here of kares as opposed to avedas olam haba. This is not an ochel tshuva. And the chalos of kares is different than pure avedas olam haba. And I think that might be reflecting this more conjoined mechayev. It might be common, but when you have this extra element, that might create what the Gemara calls kares, as opposed to just avedas olam haba. That's why it's a prisha midarche. It's the nispach of prisha midarche tzibur, but there might be an added chomer to it, which is why you get, kares l'chora should at least have the nafrinis l'olam hazeh as well. Right. But you don't know that you have that from the Rambam in Avedas Olam Haba, let's say, from Moshe Charlasso. You don't have a clear, right. You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that. I think the complexity here actually shows up in the result to some degree. But I think it's clear, Chalos Darayis. Okay, just because I think everyone's hand was up first door, but we'll try to. The best way to do this really is a vote, Rabosai. And it'll be 9 and 8, and we'll figure out. Yeah.
So I just to be serious, are you saying that according to the Rambam, someone who's all around this actually the five kares or not has kares in halacha?
I think so.
Like
yes.
Chattas,
no chav chachatas if it wouldn't have.
That's
on my side there. Yeah, you know my side of Malkus. I think what you're pointing to, and I really wanted to talk about this, but this we definitely won't have time to get to, is that this definition of kares in the Rambam necessitates looking back at the Rambam in the beginning of Shvizos Esor and some of the other formulations around about Karis and seeing whether or not, because the Rambam had this expanded version of Karis and this very distinct definition of Karis, it might have pushed him to have different look for different cues in the Psukim to get to Chiv Chatas, but Klar wouldn't have that. I mean, Chiv Chatas needs a low sense. That, thank you for pointing that out, because that is definitely a line in the sand which I do not want to go beyond. Yes.
Okay. Comment to preface the question I'll ask you. So I had been resistant before, and now I'm much less so. But still bridging halacha yid halacha beis, I'm still finding difficult. I see that the Ramah reads the Rambam the same way as you, except the way he has. You're giving it as an answer. He's giving it as a kasha.
Right.
Right. Which makes me feel better because that's the way I was thinking as well. Is it possible that the takala wouldn't be the BS hakam per se?
No, it's
so in, if it's the long term ramifications.
But it's the long term ramifications. But which ones? I'm saying. I think the only din I know of, which in
In other words, in a world where there was right a single.
And it didn't have those implications. And
exactly.
it happened in a vacuum, and the person immediately was shoved b'tshuva, was able to cut off those ramifications. That's too far from me. I could see. I think that it's in kedarcha in defining that option. You're picking up on a possible line in the sand, which would still fit with the rest of what I'm saying, but would limit its implication. It just the Rambam doesn't give you even a word of that. Again, he's talking about killing a goita bashal shanim. He gives you every bane you could possibly have. It's a very expansive formulation, and he doesn't.
So, is it possible that it's the concern for derachasnes, which is the kalos derachasnes?
And what does that mean?
Because the individual act per se, we're saying there's no maisis per se individual act.
Right, but it's prishu v'darachetibur.
Is the act itself Krishna Dharpin Sefer, or is it...
Taking on the attendant implications is a person who's willing to do this, like Rabbi's saying, takes on the attendant implications of Halacha Zayin, Halacha Chet, however you determine them, and that is a Machayev of Krishna Dharpin Sefer. That's what I'm saying. A person who's willing to do this coupled or common Machayev, is enough to make him a Krishna Dharpin Sefer La'alacha, that I am claiming, and once that's true, so we know Krishna Dharpin Sefer, the Rambam has a clear Chalos Darayisa. You don't have the choice to split the act from its consequences. That's what I'm claiming. I understand that one could write that Rambam, and I'm not sure I'm right in the Rambam, but the way I'm presenting the Rambam is not that way. And the reason I'm saying that is because of the goreif way in which he writes it. I mean, there's not a shemit.
But then why on earth
why on earth would the Israel be limited to their customs?
The Sotorah?
The Raisa, the Raisa Deira.
Because there's no Sotorah, well, we can't.
Then now I'm just asking the Rabbi's question.
Because there's a Raisa Deira, it's still.
Yisuri Torah, oftentimes, that's a common theme, no? I mean, Yisuri Torah.
From...
Why is Purim Darach HaTzibur not an Isser in the Torah? It's a category in the Ram of Dorei, so that's clear. Why not have that be an Isser in the Torah? It's a chalos. It's for the Ram, it's clearly a chalos of Chochzavel, it's a chalos of Nirchos Tshuva. Why is that an Isser in the Torah? Because the it's amorphous. It's amorphous, this is what makes it not allowed. The Ram is
objectively,
very...
Objectively, there's no difference between, Goy, Abbas Yisrael, but in terms of being Orish, we call Yisrael or Nered, or whatever you want to call it, there's still a difference. That's a chalos part of the Dharma. That's what dictates the Dharma. That's what you're saying.
I think that might be like at the heart of some of the Shrushim in the Sefer Mitzvot also. This is a larger discussion. But some of the Shrushim and Sefer Mitzvot are not just a Rambam is technically trying to figure out which mitzvah should be counted, but reworking the question of Mechayim. I think much of this was in Rabbi Shimon's song. That's one place Rabbi did, where we learned this Indian from Rabbi. But I think that's what I would be. I would maintain that Torah again, and I don't have a specific solution for it. I'm not claiming I can show you a line and say that's a pshat, but somewhere in that idea of needing a specific Ma'aseh is where the Rambam thinks it falls off. And yet the Chalos D'Oraisa is there. And if I'm wrong, one can never be wrong.
Specific Ma'aseh has certain objective criteria.
Okay.
This is on a secondary level because of what it implies about something else, but it still touches on D'Oraisas. Not the D'Oraisa of Yisuri Bia.
Right.
It's not a good Yisuri Bia.
And then I guess that would mean that the law of Derechas is that you have first Darkei Tzibur.
Yeah, I'm not claiming that. Derechas is a Derechas. I mean, again, obviously, it already has that thing, but it's a lot. The Adarav, that's a different.
Or maybe it does. I think it does, but because it's objectified, also because it's to the Derechas itself.
But Rebbe has to be right. I'm wrong, and Rebbe has to be right. I can bring. I think you bring a correct Rebbe saying. Because I'm making two things totally different. I'm making the Karis
right.
and the.
I
make what? Sorry, I'm making the Karis and the Behema and the Dino Kebehema of the Nivellus totally different. Rebbe's point is: how is it that Rambam's clear that if you get Malkus for the Lav? You don't have the Karis. How can the Malkus of the Lav pat you from the Karis if it's not related? The way I originally formulated it, which is obviously incorrect now, it shouldn't pat you from the Karis because you're still part of Darchei Tzibur and the Malkus doesn't relate to that. It's like it's totally distinct. It's a chasnos which you got the Malkus for. Says the Rambam, and that may be the chiddush of the Rambam, I was always wondering what it was, so thank that it helps a lot. The Malkus for the Lav will pat you from this Karis. Will pat you from Parshim Darchei Tzibur? I don't know. That's part of what we're saying here. Karis is slightly different than Parshat Darchei Tzibur, right? Something more and more robust, and a bigger package. But the Karis implications are sort of, which I believe certainly piggyback on the Parshat Darchei Tzibur implications, are cut off by the Malkus for Chassos, which shows you that Chassos is directly related. And other, but once you think about it, I think Rebbe would say the fact that it's in the same Yod Halach, the first 10 halachos in the same parak, should tell you that. If I was being, I definitely think I you have to. I don't know. We have to know what Rebbe said in that regard. I'm seeing two hands. I have no idea which one I'm up first, but again, we can think of one.
Do you have any explanation for why Derech Chassos would not be as chamor?
No, I thought Derech Chassos is just as chamor. It has this as well.
I mean, it has Pishim Yidachei Tzibur also.
Yes, of course. But
theory, it should have the Karis, but...
And it has the Karis, but when you get Malkus, you always put some Karis. That's what the Magen Mishnah points out. Meaning, Malkus, when given, will always pass you from Karis, the way the Rambam passes it. Right, exactly.
Even,
that's what I
mean.
No, Hilkuhu Taka technically is Malkus, not Makas. It's not Hilohi Kuhu Bezin, it's Matlo Hilkuhu.
Even
the. Okay, try. Not Lohi Kuhu, but Lo Hilkuhu.
Hilkuhu is the Afghan Makas, Shel Torah.
Yeah, that's how I would think. Yeah.
Eric. I used that if I had more time to expand, that level, that point in the Hechrech is not Mokhech at all, Adrabi, that's true. The Rambam, it's not clear that that's a Din D'Oraisa. I meant to say, though, that it's clear, because of the other indication that it's a Chalos D'Oraisa, because otherwise you wouldn't have the Pasuk, and you wouldn't have the Din Kebema. You can't Shtel Tzu Debema, obviously, if there's any malkum for it not to be. I don't think you can write, you know, a behema one can kill. No beauties, you can do it just time for, you know. The Rambam is clear that there is a mania. You can't tell two between behema and goy so obviously without it. That's why I meant to say, if I would have said it more robustly. I also think there are certainly Rishonim, well, there was a Din D'Oraisa. And those, I don't want to make this Rambam, you know, it seems to me very hard that this Rambam is totally in what you think about the general question of Tzicha of goy. That's why I won. But I think, again, in the other Mashmusin are Kibbehima and Davzem before Shabbat Torah, which I think do get you that implication. I don't think Davzem before Shabbat Torah is an apt way of saying it, if you think it's Oras Shah. I mean, that's my...
And it's really just a remnant that we find.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the Rambam has Lashonos to tell you that.
Alright,
That's what I think we're all struggling with. Very aptly said. Okay, we've now, I think, addressed the three opening questions. We've opened up, though, some, maybe four topics, right? So just to list them. We had, on one hand, Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, where the Rambam thinks you have distinct dino kegoi, l'chol dine Torah, l'shon Rambam, because of acting in a way which is made for the oath, which goes against the oath of Shabbos. On the other hand, you have Purush Narchei Tzibur, and I'm giving one chabura on things that don't necessarily work together. Purush Narchei Tzibur is in law of era, right? Again, in Hilchos Avel, you need to prove yourself, maybe, or you, we look at that differently, but either way, it's certainly not Chil Shabbos. So what's bridging this gap, and are they, is it possible to say they're one Mechayiv, or is it presented till now as two Mechayiv? So I just want to point out that L'chora, Derech Mashal, if you want to show that you're a Yankees fan, you show up to Shear in a Yankees jersey when the Yankees won the World Series. You don't quote statistics about Derek Jeter. That's not enough. In order to prove you're Parash Medarchei Tzibur, L'chor, you have to do something which is in line with being Parash Medarchei Tzibur. So let's look, and if we look back at the Ram Hilchos Avel, or the Ram Hilchos Tshuva, let's start with Ram Hilchos Avel and see what it means to be a Parash Medarchei Tzibur. That's in page 16. The Ram gives you examples. So first of all, Parku Ola Mitzvos Ma'al Tzavara, which again is a strong formulation of not doing mitzvos b'chlala. Also, he says, Ein nechlam b'chlai so b'asiyas ha-mitzvos, right? V'chvod ha-moedos, which is definitely in Din Torah, to have kavod on Yom Tif and Chol HaMoed, Pashas, he means both. V'yeshivas b'atei k'nesus b'atei midrashos. Meaning, the Rambam's description here is not simply doesn't donate to JNF, right? And not simply doesn't go to the Iran rally. There are specific mitzvos mitzvah which he's lacking in. Whether parku ola mitzvos means he just doesn't do mitzvos b'tzibur, and that amalgamates, that becomes, that amounts to parku ola mitzvos. But l'maisa, his description is about not doing mitzvos. And even in Chos Tshuva, where the description is slightly less than that, again, that's back on page 3, l'maisa, it's definitely involved specific mitzvos and mitzvah, right? Einum tzar b'tzarasam is one category, but he also needs to be einum tzar b'tzanisam, right? And he's also not also mitzvahs bechlalon. So I think l'chor it's pasha. I don't even know whether it needs to be spoken out so much, but just to explicate, a parish merach tzibur doesn't do a maisa aveira incorrectly. He doesn't violate a maisa aveira, but he's missing mitzvos like being misanim misanisam in Yochas Tshuva, like kvod moedos in in Hilchos Avel, and he's not doing mitzvahs bechlolan in either place. And clearly for the Rambam, and I think this is something which comes up in many Hekshayim in the Rambam more globally, but it's the definition of Yisrael is not just a national definition. It's a religious, it's a joint national religious definition. And that's, I think, clear. So once you have that, that definitely bridges a gap. A mefer os bebasar is rejecting the os basar on a symbolic level without a maisa avera, and he does it with one act. Mechal Shabbos has a maisa avera which amounts to rejecting the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Poyesh Menachei Tzibur has, through an amalgam of acts, rejected the national religious identity, which is Klal Yisrael. And that the Rambam would identify, would define Adas Yisrael with that joint definition is, I think, beyond Pasha. I mean, that just fits totally with the way the Rambam defines Klal Yisrael. To use one Lashon which fits with that, which we were looking at before, it's just nice Lashon. In Yisrei Bia, when defining who we are, it's Dover Zegoyim Lidavik Bagoyim, which would sound like a national identification, but what is it? Shevdilano Kadosh Baruch Hu Mehem V'Lashon Me'achre Hashem V'Limobo. Meaning there, it's Haba Atalia. Klal Yisrael is defined by our national aspirations. Our national aspirations are religious national aspirations. They have both components, and here it's very important, obviously, to not ignore the fact that Parash Menachei Tzibur is Eino Tzar B'Tzarasam, right? Part of it is that the person doesn't have a national identity, and that's part of the Mechayev, but it's not the whole of the Mechayev. Now, to get to that more specifically, to build the case more specifically, but we'll first go to your question.
Okay, I really agree with Rebecca, but just let me just ask this one more way. If somebody was in Lasana with one kindness,
yes.
Shouldn't that be exactly parallel to one act of Yom
Derasana?
Or no? Which I'm assuming...
The implications of the same way Mefer Os Bris or Mechal Shabbos happens once, but it's much more defining.
But those are not in your, those are specific.
Mefer Os Bris is not in the Deraisa. There's no Isser Torah to be Mefer Os Bris. That's what I'm saying.
That's an ongoing reality.
No, but the Ram doesn't say Mefer Os Bris and then he dies 17 years later, it's still the Moshe Choloso.
Right, he has a God, bro.
I don't think it's hard.
But what about the Rambam's own explanation?
It tells you it's
going. The consequence, you could produce a child with this.
You were willing to possibly produce a girl
for your lifetime. Pull you in a totally different national direction.
So.
I think you could have said it, I think you're saying, even on the Chumrah and Avar. Certain things require a certain regularity to have, you know, the implication of merit, parishment, seaboard, that kind of whatever. That's what you're saying, maybe. That's it.
Well, I would like to substantiate a couple of versions of this, but right. that's definitely enough, I think. But you could, but there's.
I was saying in this particular one of Hilchos Yisrevia, there is this added element. You know, when you do this act, like I was saying before, right? You can't separate it from the potential consequences. That magnifies the action itself. Even if nothing ended up happening, it could happen. And that part of not just the chomer, hamaisa there, or habigita, let's say, or a merit, or a prisha, per se, but it's because of the inbuilt, you know, potential. It gives it a certain monumentality.
So even though the category of Parash Medar Tzibur is more his personal status than that can't be singled out as a single action which stamps him as not his more chalos lagavra.
But there are single actions that jump there.
This would be this as a single action because of the severity of the fast. Means we get that gavra stamp in through a single.
That's exactly. That's. I don't want it to be two tracks. I don't think it's two tracks. It's a composite picture,
which is
created by, at times by one Chilul Shabbos, again for even more severe nafkinus dinu kagoy lechol dinei Torah, at times by one afaras os brisul shavav ramavino one beila, or poresh medachet tzibur, which happens in a more composite way. But I don't think it's distinct. in the sense that it still requires two mechayvim, the national rejection of enotzar v'tzarasam, holich ke'echad migoy ha'aretz, which is a very powerful lashon about a national identification, and with certain specific religious acts like enam asanim asanism. That's how I think it. I really believe. I mean, again, one could present that. The evidence doesn't necessarily push you to conclude this way. It's possible to present those two tracks or specific, or to push them aside. But one thing that resonates with me is that the Rambam seemingly had one makor for this idea, and therefore I think it's a composite definition. We'll get to maybe something which could be separable in a second, or in a manner of speaking in a second.
Just on the point that Noach is making, or in response to, so when the Rambam says that he has like votes by every single one of the things, I mean, part of being partially decorated Sibor is defined on whatever on the national, or you're not doing things that everyone else is doing.
Right.
It might have to be that you're not doing any of them.
Yeah,
I mean,
some guy
sent Yom Kippur Island the base bench, but didn't go to Shul.
Yes.
Never happened.
Yes, yes.
So like, and he's not Rishon Bar-Yochai v'Chaverov. So then you'd assume that would still be part of Klai Yisrael. He's still doing things.
Yes,
that
I do think it's composite.
Even though there are some things that he's dropped, or for whatever reason he's not doing.
Yes.
But I would imagine the Rambam would say that.
Even Sarbat Sarasim, I think, is like that, although that's the center of it.
That by itself would be enough. I think he feels for a national tragedy, even if, let's say, he's not going to Shul and he's
yes.
not...
Yes.
Learning and he's not. Learning.
It would mitigate the full Parsh Menachetim. It would.
Yeah,
I think that's true.
Let's say Achmanson is a secular Jew, but they feel for Klai Yisrael.
And especially if they don't know how to express it in the Torah way,
so
that might also be a separate topic.
They're not
that they could, like, inevitably go together.
Again, this is a matter of chush, and any formulation, meaning the Ikar, again, there's going to be a lot of, once we accept sort of this yesod, and if we believe this yesod in these places, then we will find different formulations of the. But I'm interested. I'm not sure I could pass it. I know I can't pass in shilas of parshmi darchei tzibur la'alacha. Meaning there's od chazon lemoed on a lot of shilas. But what I want to push for, just or at least advocate better than push, is that I don't think these are necessarily two tracks. The national one is described in Hilchos Avel and Hilchos Tshuva, and the religious one is described in Sof Hilchos Shabbos. And then I think it's one drawing Machayev. I think that is more Mestaber.
Which would even anticipate,
right?
Right, right, exactly. And therefore, right, and just one Hochacha for this, or one other way of sort of substantiating it, and I think this is, again, the Yankees jersey is not sufficient, is a better raya than the fact that you can quote statistics about Derek Jeter. So let's go back to Hilchos Avel for a second, page 16, and tease that out. The Rambam's example of Eina Nechlon B'chai Yisrael here is that Eina Nechlon B'chai Yisrael by Siyas HaMitzvos U'chvod HaMoados V'yeshivas Bat Echnesi Yisrael Bat Medrashos. What's Chvod HaMoados? So the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Akum, in Hilchos Tshuva, I apologize, page 3 in our packet, that HaMevazes HaMoados is on the list of those who Yesh Averos Kalos Me'elu V'afopikin Amr Chacham Sharogil Bahen Eino Chelik Lom Abba. Now, how do I know that Mevazes HaMoados is an analog to Eino Meshtatev Kfona Modos in Hilchos Avel? The Ram Hilchos Yomtev. The final Ram in this packet. Page 20. Nope, that's wrong. Page 19. In Hilchos Yomtev. Perik Vav Alachat HaZayin. In defining the mitzvah of Kfod Yomtev, the Kavod on Yomtev says around like this. Kishem shemitzvah l'chabes Shabbos ul'anga kach kol yom tovim. Again, the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos and yom tov, and here we're talking about yom tov. We're in Hilchos Yom Tov. Shenem el tosh Hashem chubar v'chol yom tov nemem ben mekakodesh. V'chvar biyarnu akibur v'enug b'ilchos Shabbos v'chuli. I'll skip two lines, and in the end the Ram says v'chol amivazes hamoados kilo nitba l'avodazara. Meaning bizoy moados. Again, the lashonos and Chazal would make you think that bizoy and kavod are analogs. Not mechabed you, I end up being mevaz you. If I'm not mevaz you, I end up being mechabed you. They're obviously antonyms. And in that sense, this Rambam is putting the two together. But that's fascinating. This person says around, if you do bizoy modos continually, you also use your chelek lom abba. But the mechayev of Porsh Menachei Tzibur in Hilchos Avel is seen in the fact that you already started down that path by not being mechabed modos. Meaning, this special Mechayev Porsh Medachet Tzibur is not totally distinct from other categories of Mais and Mitzvos, which can get you to Eino Chelek Lom Abba, Rachmanon Tzlan. It's just borrowing it, If you borrow it and you combine it with other actions, you're also going to get to the same place. So to me, that's a very clear example of how... Now, the reason why I used the Yankees mashal before is because, again, we are talking about the Rambam where he's using simanim klapei chutz to define you as a Porush Baruch Hatzibur klapei chutz. You could tell me, maybe this is the only way that we prove that you're Porush Baruch Hatzibur, but it's not part of the Machayev. To me, that's very strange. Again, the fact that you do something incidentally shouldn't prove you're Porush Baruch Hatzibur unless it's intimately tied up in being a Porush Baruch Hatzibur. So, Mevazes HaMoados, Eino Meshtatev B'Chvod Moados, being the analog of Mevazes HaMoados, I think shows you that it's part of the Machayev, even this specific Maisa Mitzvah. What is a fruitful point of discussion, but Nez Hashem, we don't have time to do it right now, is why these examples. Yeshivas Bate Knessios is more obvious, I think, a tzibur deka mitzvah than mevazes hamoados. In thinking about it, some things occurred to me, but I'm going to leave it bimakomion, and it's a place for us to think about why Eino Meshtatev B'Kfod Moados would be part of the mechayev of Parash B'Darchei Tzibur. We think of moados as a tzibur deka thing. It's kedai to think how that expressed itself. So the Ram Ad Kedei Kach, it's a defining matter of Parash B'Darchei Tzibur. So Ad Kan...
It's not
Pizu Shabbos. No, exactly. Yeah, Mamish. I think it's clear the Ram means more of those stuff. The Ram never
is
more
of that is Bechayiv
of the because of Bechayiv Kodesh.
Bechayiv Kodesh or Bechayiv Kodesh.
And you talk about Man Mata Bechayiv Tan. The only thing I would say is that this is...
Which is followed by Yeshivas Bate Knesset of Edward Precious, which might be an aspect of
it's reminiscent. Yeah, it's reminiscent. That's what I put on the Ma'amar Kumos. It's reminiscent of the Ramban Vayikra. It's reminiscent of the Ramban Vayikra. To Avim's correct aura was that Ramban doesn't have yet an analog in the Rambam. It would be interesting that this would be where it would show up. But we don't have the Rambam in bringing this in again. Involved Tazayin in Hilchos Yom Tov doesn't bring Yeshivas Bate Knesset as a part of the Mikra Kodesh, and it's not clear that he ever has a din of Tefillah, which is sound different yourself from the Sifra and Mechuta, it's not Pasha. So that was Avim's R, and I'm a cow. That's why it's part of my. But maybe it is. Maybe the Ram had their own band.
Why not Lafayette text? You don't have the Yitzchak.
What do you mean, Yuchat Yomtiv?
Yeah, we talked about the Seder Miyot.
Yes, but that's a part of Simcha. Not covered. I thought that was it. That's a Kiyum Simcha. Yeah, because of Chetzel Achem Chetzel Hashem. No, it's Chetzel Achem Chetzel Hashem. That's a Kiyum in that. Now, what I think you could say, and this goes back to Josh Joseph's office, I'm old like a urine, but sometimes some small group of us are in that office for a class of us. So he asked us to say a Divrei Torah one time, so we talked about this Indian. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches. The Mishnah says, Ahal of Asimcha Zayin Yomim, Ketzad, Kishem Shemitzel Chabed, Yom Tovish Yom Tovachon, the Mitzel Chabed is a Moed. That's essential to it. So Mishnah, I actually have it here. Shani Yom Sukkah. If you're Makabo, which I think there is other evidence around that this is true, that the Mishnah says, Ahal of Asimcha Shmona, Ketzad, Melamed Shechayv Adam, the way the Ram has a Girsa, the Rif has a Girsa, is Melamed Shechayv Adam, Bechvod Yom Tovachon Shechag, Gesharkoy Mosachag. That Kavod and Simcha are related. And it seems like that from the placement of the Rambam. If you believe that totally, then you have a great riot. But that's definitely a longer chabur to try to prove that that's true. That's not... There are people out there who would think that's not true, I think. I don't know, maybe I'm discovering things that are obvious and well-known, but to me that's something that has to be thought about. Ad Kan, just to throw us a problem to Masakim for a second, and I just want to point to one trend, and I don't want to be marred by analysis of it, but just something we spoke about at the end of the meeting, just because I think it's worthy of at least 1 minute, a certain amount of time of note. But to the second line, we have three examples that we started with where the Rambam has clear Avedas Olam Abba or Kares without a Maisa Avera. The first one, the most central Parash Menachei Tzibur, we tried to define where that came from. It's not a Nefesh Ba'amav with the Savana of Kares that fits very carefully into this idea of that Kares of Olam Abba being a Hemshech of a person's identity as part of Klai Yisrael. Tzvedens is the Rambam in defining a a Mechal Shabbos Farsi explains that the Mechayet is that he's leaving Klai Yisrael. We use that to then explain Moshe Charlosso in the Rambam, which is really Mefer Olz Bris, which the Rav pointed out, and it seems like from the Rambam, is without a Din Doraisa, there's no Mechayet Doraisa, but yet there's no, I apologize, a specific Aveira Doraisa, but there's a Mechayet Doraisa portion of Nachat Tibur. We suggested that might be part of the Kares Midivreim of Bo Aramis. Even if it's not totally there, I still think it's part of this Maracha to some degree, meaning even if I would scale back some of the expressions, I think I would still believe that that's part of the picture here, especially with Zion and Chesed Nefos Yisroibia. I just want to point to something for a second in all of these Rambams, which needs to be thought about, and I don't want to cap that discussion right now by trying to box it in. But just to read and make maybe a couple of aras. Again, that Ram Hilchos Yom Tov, right? 19, okay? After describing Mivazas Amodos, which we understand as being Einu Chelek Lom Abba because of Parash Menachi Tzibur. He mentions it in Parash Menachi Tzibur, Hilchos Avel. But read how he finishes off. HaMivazas Amodos, Kol HaMivazas Amodos, Ki Ilu Nitba Lavod Azar. What's that connection? Why is a Mivazas Amodos, which we understand as being a Tziburdik idea, automatically put you on the side of Nitba Lavod Azar? Another example of that is, the Ram Hilchos Shabbos, which might be the most mefurish formulation of what we're tining, right? If someone can find it in the packet, should be what? Page right before? Oh, there you go. So the Ram says, "A Shabbos va avodah zarah kol achaz mishteim shkula keneged shar kol mitzvos haTorah," and then he says again, what? So it just occurred to me, meaning we just defined the Mechayev as being Prisha Midrach HaTibur, and I think that a preacher from Klai Yisrael in a very important way. And I think that fits with the Lashon HaRambam, but why is he mentioning Avodah Zarah then? Now you'll tell me because it appears like that in the Gemara. Okay, meaning how did the Rambam deal with the Gemara? How did the Rambam deal with that evidence? What's this connection between something which is clearly about leaving Klai Yisrael and the connection to Avodah Zarah? A third example of that is the same Rambam as Hilchos Yisroibia by Bo Aramis. Because even though the major thrust there is obviously on Prisha from Klal Yisrael, again, what page is that? 11, 12 maybe? 8? Ah. 9 and 10. So in page 10, in Alach Avav, the Rambam ends the drush about Karis by saying the following. He's quoting Gemara. Hinei lamanta shabol goya ki'ilu nischatin lavod azara. Now, what does Bo'al HaRamis have to do with Avodah Zarah, per se? Again, it's very easy to understand that you're leaving Klal Yisrael on some level, but why does that automatically mean that you're joining up with Avodah Zarah? What's that identification in all these places? So, I'm not sure, and I think it's a place for a farther Ion. I left some Ma'ar Mekomos here on the last page, on page 20. But I wanted to point to one thing, one other thing in the Rambam, which I think might help with this, and then